The Gemara draws a distinction between two types of taruv. There's min b'minoi as opposed to min b'she'ina minoi. If you have a taruv, it's a min b'minoi. So the Gemara says that min atar is bat l'chad b'trei. And min b'she'ina minoi, you have to have shishim based on the principle of tam ki'iker. And this is a machlokes ha'tanaim and a machlokes ha'rishonim how to pass him whether this principle of tam ki'iker is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. What exactly do we mean that by min b'minoi chad b'trei is batel? So this is a machlokes in Achronim and Yerideya, where the chad b'trei means keiko, twice as much, or chad b'trei just means 51%, it's slightly more heter than there is isim. There is an opinion, Rav Shlomo Eger on the side of the Yerideya quotes, there's a Marsho in the middle of Sochem has a discussion, the Marsho claims that there is an opinion in Rishonim like that. The chad b'trei batel means literally you need twice as much heter as you need isim. And the Pashto says that it's not so, and even if it is so, the maximum is that that's only with the Rabbanan. I'll be Pashto. If there is such an opinion in Rishonim that you need Chad B'Trei, Keifo, you need double Heter as Iser, so the Pashto says that that won't only be a Chumer with the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef Engel was a very original thinker, and he has an encyclopedia of his original Chidushim, alphabetically arranged. It's called Beis HaOitzer. And his Beis HaOitzer, they only printed Aleph and Beis. They only printed the letter Aleph and the beginnings of the letter Beis, and that's all. The rest was destroyed during the war. The rest must have been burned by the Nazis. So the in the letter Beis, in the second volume, he has on the Bittul Berayv a discussion of this opinion that you need Keifon. So he dug up a source in a Medrash that you need Keifon. That there is an opinion. There is an opinion in the Mishnah says in the first daf in Sanhedrin that Din Nefashos you need a bezna of 23, and there is a medrash that says in Din Nefashos you need a bezna of 30. Where does that come from? Where does the 30 come from? So the question is, where does the 23 come from? So the 23, the Mishnah tells you where that comes from. That you have a pasuk in the end of Chumash Bamidbar and Parshas Maaseh, which speaks about a murderer. So it says, V'shafta ho'edah, v'hitzila ho'edah. The pasuk doesn't say v'shafta ho'edah, v'hitzila ho'edah. There's a couple of words in between, but the Gemara paraphrases the pasuk, leaves out the words in between, v'shafta ho'edah, v'hitzila ho'edah. So the Gemara establishes that edah means 10. V'hidash v'besoch adaz b'nei Yisrael. So edah means 10. V'shafta ho'edah means you have to have the possibility of 10 dayanim saying that the fellow is guilty, he's chayv misa v'yitzilu eidah. You have to have the possibility of 10 dayanim saying the hatzala, that he's potter from misa. So then if you have to have a bezin that has a possibility of 10 saying chayv and 10 saying potter, so right away you require a bezin of 20 for dina nefoshes. But then if it's just going to be 10 say chayv, 10 say potter, so how are you going to come to a conclusion? So you have to have one more, so you'd be able to come to a conclusion to say either one way or the other. Yeah, but either one way or the other, that's not good enough, because a roif to pot there is enough is sufficient a roif of echad. But a roif to be mechayv nisa, the Mishnah learns out from a pasuk, we see acharab and the roif, that it's not enough, it's not sufficient a simple roif. To give an oinish misa, you have to have a fancier roif than that. You have to have at least a roif of shnayim. So it's not sufficient to have a bezin of 21. A bezin of 21 would only have the opportunity to say l'ftur. But if you want to come to the conclusion, l'chiyav ten say chayv ten say pata, how can you come to the conclusion with 21? So you have to have 22. But you can't have 22 because ain't bezin shakul, you can't have an even number bezin. So that's how we have arrived at the number, the magical number of 23. That's the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So if that's the source for establishing a bezin of 23, and you have a medrash that says, a psikta rabasi or something he dug up, that's a medrash that says you need a bezin of 30, so why should you need a bezin of 30? So the answer is you start off the same way. You have to have eidah shofetus v'eidah matzelos. You have to have a bezin, a sanhedrin that can possibly have 10 votes l'chiv and 10 votes l'ptur. And then if you want to say that the guy's going to be, you want to have a roif to say that he's chayv misa, so it's not sufficient with the roif of echad, you need a roif of kefil. So you'll need 20 to 10. That's his suggestion. That's where the 30 came from. That the whole source of bittul beroiv, that anything is bittul beroiv, Rashi writes on the Gemara, is based on the pasuk acharab lahatas. So the original acharab lahatas says by bezin voting. So if you say that by bittul beroiv you need kefil, then you're assuming that by bezin you would also need kefil, which is a wild idea. You need kefil by bezin. Let's say you have a bezin of 5 in dinim amanis. They wanted to have 5 rabbanim on a deter. So how are you going to have kefil? It's going to be 3 to 2. Either 3 to 2 l'chiv or 3 to 2 l'ftur. Anyway, but that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests based on this psikta, based on this medrash that he quotes. So in Shulchan Aruch there is such a discussion whether you need kefil. Once in a while it comes up, once in a while the shada comes up, whether you really, we always require by chad b'trei, we always require by min l'mina, by lach b'lach, we require shishim anyway. But sometimes you have to establish what was the din deraisa, whether before you get to the shishim, which is needed midrabanan, what was the din deraisa. So the pastor said that even if one should assume that you really need kefil, the kefil is only midrabanan. On the level of the deraisa, it's really chad b'trei. And that's the pashto said. You don't need kefil. Just the chad b'trei bottle means slightly more heter than you have isa. What exactly does this mean that by min b'lino in min atayra chad b'trei is sufficient and the need for shishim is only midrabanan? So we usually assume that this is referring to lach b'lach. But yavish b'yavish, the halacha says that all you need is chad b'trei. My min b'lino yavish b'yavish. It says in Shulchan Aruch the din is a chad b'trei bottle. You don't even need the shishim. So this is not in accordance, this whole development that we just said, this is not in accordance with Shitas Rashi. Rashi's opinion is that even by min v'mino, if it's lach b'lach, you need shishim in atera. Which has, in other words, and that has nothing to do with tam kiika, because by min v'mino, there is no difference in tam. So even by min v'mino, the fact that by lach b'lach you're going to need shishim, that's a din in atera. Lach b'lach always needs shishim. Both by min b'mina and min b'shein b'mina. Where is the pasuk? What do you mean out there? Where is the pasuk? The Rashi sheet is that's the pasuk of Zerah b'sheila. The Gemara has a yalfusa in Chulin and Pergir Anasha. When a nazir brings his shalmei nazir, so the Zerah b'sheila is cooked together in the same pot with the rest of the nazir, even though the Zerah is given to the Kohan. And it's also to be eaten. It's forbidden to be eaten by the non-Kohan. So how can you cook it in the same pot? So the Gemara says the answer is that the Nesinas Tam that comes out from the Zoya, it gets blended in with the rest of the flesh, the rest of the Besar Hashlamim, the Shalmei Nazir, is going to be bottled. Bottled in how much? So the Gemara has a machlekes. What's the ratio between the Zerah B'Sheila and the rest of the Shalmei Nazir? Is it 1 to 60 or is it 1 to 100? If it's 1 to 60, then from here we derive the halacha that bittul b'shishim. And if it's 1 to 100, then from here we derive the halacha that it's 1 in 100. We pass the shishim. So we don't accept the opinion 1 in 100. And the Gemara has a discussion. What does that depend on? One should measure him at see us, find out is it 1 to 60, 1 to 100. The Gemara says because you have bones and you have flesh. So if you make a calculation of basa connected basa, it will come out one way. If you make a calculation of flesh with the bones, and the flesh with the bones is going to come out the other way. So what's the whole discussion over here? What do you mean? You're learning out that you need shishim and atar from Zerah b'sheila, but that's flesh and flesh. That's min b'mina. Min b'mina is not bottle b'roid. So what's the whole discussion about shishim and mayo? The whole discussion is totally out of context. So Taisa says the whole Gemara is an asmachtim in the Rabbanim. It's not a real yafusim and atar. Because Taisa says not Gemara. Giran Asher says, because you're talking about min b'mina. So min b'mina is min atar bottle b'roid. The only for shishim is only in the Rabbanim. Min b'mina is a zeirat min m'shein b'mina. If you assume Tam Kik is there, so then you make Xer the Rabbanim, and Mimimina, Atam Mimishain and Minai. If one should assume that Tam Kik is only the Rabbanim, so it's not also questionable. So why should you make Xer the Rabbanim by Mimimina, Atam Mimishain and Minai? So like Xer will Xer. The whole Tam Kik is only the Rabbanim. So that's why Tayshin's Taka Paskin is that Tam Kik is their Isis. So everything fits in. Tam Kik is their Isis. And that's an Isis, their Isis. So you make Xer, you need Shishin by Mimimina, Atam Mimishain and Minai. It's Xer, Atam Adin their Isis. The person says it has to be that the whole thing is only an asmachtim in the Rabbanim, because by min d'minoi, lach balach, min atarez batal b'roiv, there's no need for shishim at all. But Rashi understood the Gemara literally. Rashi took the Gemara not as an asmachtim in the Rabbanim, it's a real drashik mur deraisa. So Rashi sheet is a Rashi in Perek HaZohov, of all places, in the middle of Ovid Tzvi in Perek HaZohov. There's a Chuvus HaRashbo, of all places in the in the Sefer Minchas Kinoos, that has the collection of the correspondence about the Cherem over the Moran Nebuchim, the correspondence of the Rashbo and the Rosh and the Meiri and the different Rabbanim who were tumbling, there were different Tkufis that had they renewed the Cherem against the Moran Nebuchim on several occasions. So the original Cherem was earlier, and this is the second or the third, I forget it, which historically. So in the middle of the, they weren't just writing about the Moran Nebuchim business. They threw in a few words of learning also in the middle. So in one of the letters of the Rashbot, Bater Cherem, so he has a discussion of this Rashi. So he points out, we don't hold like this Rashi. These are wild Rashi in Perek Hazor. The Rashi holds that Min B'minai, you need Min B'minai Lach B'lach, you need Shishim and Atara. When the Gemara says Min B'minai is enough Chad B'trei, let's by Yodish B'yodish. But by Lach B'lach, you always need Shishim. So it does make a difference. Min B'minai, Min B'shein B'minai, you always need Shishim. So what is the Machlokes HaTanoim, where the Tamkik is the Raisa of the Rabbanon? So the Machlokes only begins after Shishim. If you have Shishim and a Heter against the Yisr, and it's still nice and tam, which is possible, we usually assume that whenever you have Shishim, we usually assume that it's not nice and tam. Once in a while, it will be nice and tam. If you have a concentrate, if you have salt, let's say, if you have salt, that's Machol Treif, Treif is salt. Or if you have flavors, which are concentrated, so it's Avidil time, so it's nice and tam, even per Shishim. So Rashi's opinion is that that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. If something is nice and tam, per Shishim, and it's lach b'lach and it's nimshen eminai. So that's the machlokes HaTanoim, whether tam kika is deraisa or derabbanan. And Rashi happens to bask in that tam kika is lav deraisa. Rashi shita is that tam kika is lav deraisa. But it doesn't mean, according to Rashi, that the need for shishim is only derabbanan. No, Rashi's more machmer than Taisus. Rashi holds that by lach b'lach, even by mimimina, you need shishim in atayra. By lach b'lach, you always need shishim. Before you even bat an eyelash, you always need shishim. And the discussion of tam kika deraisa or derabbanan is by mimshen eminai by lach b'lach. After Shishim, and it's still nice and tam, whether you say it's still not bottle, even though you have Shishim, whether that's the rice of the Rabban. And there Rashi holds that that's only the Rabban. We usually do not assume like that. We assume like Shita Sataisis, like the Rashbo in the Minchas Kinoos collection, that lach balach min mimina is bottle berayv min atar. And by Mimishena Mina, it should have been bottled berayv also. And that's the Machloikas HaTanoim, whether Tam Kika is the Raisa of the Rabbonon, you need Shishim by Mimishena Mina. So is that a Dima Natara, is that a Dima de Rabbonon? So every day, at the beginning of Simit Sadi Ches, the Mechaba Paschans like Taisus, that the need for Shishim by Mimishena Mina, Lach Balach is Minatara. And what's an Afkimina, whether it's Minatara or the Rabbonon? So an Afkimina is by Sofik. That Sofik deraisa luchumer, Sofik derabbana lekulah. So if you have a tarubis amnim b'shein amin, and you have a Sofik shishim, there's no way to determine whether you have shishim or not. So once you taste it and find out, so somehow you won't be able to tell. If you'll taste it, you won't be able to tell whether, let's say, I know for sure that a flavor fell in and gave me sinus tam. I don't know whether it was a kosher flavor or a trefer flavor. It was a trefer flavor, so it's going to be, and it tastes like that flavor. I don't know which flavor fell in, the kosher flavor or the trefil flavor. So the tasting it isn't going to help. I know that it has the tam of this flavor in it. So if you hold the tam kika is their ice, it's a suffix their ice, it's a chumra. If tam kika is love their ice, it's a suffix their abana lakula. So the Mechaber Paschim is beginning of Simit Sadi Ches that a suffix in tam kika is their ice, because we hold that that tam kika is their ice. It happens that Rashi would also agree over there. Rashi happens to hold that shishin by nim b'mina, nim b'shein b'mina, Shishim is needed manatar by lach balach. Rashi would also agree alach alamaisa with what the Mechaber writes. For a different reason, because it's lach balach. But so we don't accept anything that Rashi said over here. What exactly does it mean that the tam ki ikar is their isis? Here there's a difference of opinion in Taisus, the Taisus in Avodah Zarah, and the Taisus in Chulin, and in other places as well. One opinion in Taisus is that really manatar should have been bottle berayv. Chad B'trei should really be bottle bereiv. But the market that is not bottle bereiv, let's say, is the pasuk by Giuli Klei Midyan in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, says that when they won the war against Midyan and they captured all the treifa frying pans and everything in the pots, so they had a kasha the kelim. So the Torah says it's a mitzvah to kasha the kelim. So why do you have to kasha the kelim? The worst that will happen is you cook some kosher food today and it'll be a nesina stam, but the nesina stam, the treifa flavor that's going to come out from the Dafni Hakdari into the kosher food that you're cooking today is not going to be 51% of the tarubis. Clearly, 51% may way more than 51%. Some 95% of the food is going to be the food that I put in today, not the Blias Kalim that's coming out. Very little is going to come out. But because there is a chance that maybe a Blias Kalim will come out, a trace of Blias will come out from the pot and get mixed in, given the Sinas Tam. So that's why the Torah requires that you have to kasha the kelim. So since the whole marker for the din of tam ki ikar deraisa is on kiuli klei midyan, so that's why Taisus has one opinion that if you'll eat, let's say you buy some candy or buy some cookies that don't have a hashgacha, so what's the worst thing? What is it, a shtikl chaza that you have over there? First of all, it's going to be a chatzishir. It's not going to be a kazayis. The Chatzishir is a machlekes in the Gemara what the Chatzishir is also menater also in the Rabban. We pack the Chatzishir is also menater. But now there's a big machlekes in Rishonim where the Chatzishir like they tarubis is menater in the Rabban. Maybe Chatzishir is also menater to eat a Chatzishir of Chazishmals. You eat a Chatzishir of Treif and Avelis. Treifis and Avelis are macholos asuris, let's say. But let's say you're eating basically a kosher food, a kosher cookie, or a kosher candy, which has a little bit of flavor in it, treif and flavor in it. So that's Chatzishir Agdei Taruv. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim, whether that's also the Raisa de Rabban. So we happen to pass me, yes, the Chatzishir is, we assume Chatzishir is Asman HaTorah, Afilo Agdei Taruv. So let's say if you'll cook kosher food in the pot that had a bliya of treifas in it, so the treif of bliya is going to go into the kosher food. So you're not going to have a kazayis of a treif of bliya, even if he eats the whole pot full of soup. Usually one bowl of soup. You know, the whole pot of soup, you're going to have a kazayis of treifas in there. So the maximum you're going to have is going to be a chatzishir agdei taruvus mistam. So we assume that that's still awesome. That's what we assume halacha lemaisa. From the parsha of Gilui Klei Midyan, you have to kasher the kelim because he's concerned. Maybe a chatzishir of tam is going to come. It's not going to be a kazayis of tam. A chatzishir of tam is going to go into the soup, the vegetable soup that we're cooking today. A chatzishir agdei taruvus is still awesome. So now the question is, aser b'toras what? How aser is it going to be? What, the guy's going to get malchus? So chatzishir anyway is not going to get malchus. So what's going to be the issa? So some Rishonim say the maximum the issa can be is going to be an issur essay, because it doesn't say in the parsha of Gilui Klei Midyan, it doesn't say don't eat food that was cooked in the treif of pot that you didn't kasher. Just commanded Bnei Yisrael, issa shetaviru b'esh. How does it say? Shetaviru b'esh, taviru b'esh. Whatever needs libun, you have to do libun. Whatever needs hagolah, you should do hagolah. It's written b'loshen mitzvah. You should do hagolah, you should do libun. It doesn't say b'loshen loisese. You don't eat food that was cooked in the pot that didn't have hagolah b'libun. It's written b'loshen mitzvah says. So one opinion that Tesis quotes is that even if you hold tam kiyika, even if there would be a kezayis, in the original case in the Chumash, there is no kezayis. There isn't a kezayis of treif or flavor. There's balua in the deif and akli. So the maximum you're talking about is a chatzishir agdei taruvus. All right, so we assume that that's also awesome in Atar, against the Rishonim, against Reish Lakish who holds that chatzishir is only awesome in the Rabbanim. And against that day in Tesis and other Rishonim, the chatzishir agdei taruvus is only the Rabbanim. We assume that that's part of Pshat and Chumash, the chatzishir agdei taruvus is awesome in Atar. But how awesome can it be already? So one opinion in Tesis is that the whole Isar of Tam Kikr is only an Isar Esik. It's not going to be an Isar Loises. You can't have an Isar Loises. The lois tesi already is removed once you say that there's bitul b'roif. And you have roif. It's certainly more than 51% of hefter against the 49% of isa. It's not 49% of isa, it's probably less than 2%, very little. If you have shishim against the tam that's coming out, then you assume that it's ain't a nice and tam. It's not going to be nice and tam. If you don't have shishim, then it will be nice and tam. So, but you're not going to have such a high percentage over here. There's going to be very little isa over here. So one opinion of Tysus is that Tom Kiker is maximum only in Isar Esek. And Tysus quotes the other Balei HaTosfos, the other Rishonim are disagreeing. They say, no, they develop a concept which they term a Hajmi L'Isuri Kama. That's an expression that Tysus coined. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. Tysus coins an expression, a Hajmi L'Isuri Kama means when you have a rule, then you have an exception to the rule, then you have an exception to the exception of the rule. Does it go back into the original rule? Or do you say, no, it's a footnote on the bottom of the page. The rule, it says in the Chumash, is that chazer is treif. Then you have an exception to the rule that if it's batel b'roif, then you can eat it. Then you have an exception to the exception that even though it's batel b'roif, but if it's still nice and tam, it's less than 50% in the whole soup, in the vegetable soup, but the chazer shmalt succeeds in giving an asina stam. So when you eat the vegetable soup, it tastes very schmaltzy, it tastes fatty. It's way less than 50%, but you can discern the flavor, it's nice and tam. So the shaila is, when the Chumash has this exception to the exception of the rule, does it fall back into the rule on top of the page? The chazer schmaltz is aser. If it would have been batel b'roif, it would have been mutter, but there's a footnote over there, there's an exception to the exception, that whenever it's nice and tam, then it's not batel b'roif, it's not batel b'roif, it goes back into the cloud that there's a lois essay for eating chazer. Or should you say no? That you don't see a hadmi l'isuri kama. It reverts back to the original pasuk. No, it remains a footnote on the bottom of the page. The rule is a chazer is treif with a lois essek. And if it's bottle beroid, then there's no Isser at all. Knocks out the Isser. And then there's a footnote on the bottom of the page. And by the way, if it's still nice and tam, even though this bottle, even though it should have been bottle beroid, so it's still going to be Isser. But it doesn't revert back to become an Isser loises, it's only an Isser es. So this is a big machlokes that Tosfos has. Whether tam ki ikir, if you're learning it out from the pasuk of Yuli Klei Midyon, which is not written Meloshon Loisaisai. It doesn't say you may not eat the kosher food that was cooked in a non-kosher pot. It doesn't say it like that. It says you should kosherize the pot. Eat a kasher the pot by Hagola, a kasher the pot by Libun. And it's self-understood that if you didn't kasher the pot, you're not allowed to eat the food because of Tam Kiker. But it doesn't say explicitly do not eat the food. It's only Allah Babamach Lala say. So do you have the right to say Ahadri Lisa Rekama? The Chumash meant to say that it reverts back into the original pasuk and it retains the Yisrael Oisese. There's going to be Malkus on Tam Kiker. Or should you say no? Now again, there's not going to be any Malkus on Tam Kiker if you don't have a Kezayis. But we're discussing if there is a Kezayis. So then should you say Ahadri Lisa Rekama? There is Malkus on that. So that's a Machlokes. Yeah, the question is, what do you mean a hadvili surah kama? There is going to be Malkus. But just ask the question, well, you're going to have a kazayas. How is it possible that you have a kazayas of Issa, Balu, and the Dershnak Kli? So this is what prompted the Rabbeinu Tam to come up with his Ayin Fah. Rabbeinu Tam is in the Sefer Yoshar, and it's quoted by the Rosh. And Tosfos quotes it a little bit. Tosfos doesn't quote it fully. So the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that not only do you say a hadvili surah kama, that on Tam Kika there is Malkus, it would be Malkus even if you don't eat so much of the vegetable soup that you have swallowed a kazayis of Issa. Because it's highly unlikely there is going to be a kazayis of Chazer, Balua, and the Dethnekli. So Rabbi Natan says, no, you get Malkus if you eat kazayis minat harubis. If you eat kazayis of the vegetable soup, even though it has much less than a kazayis of the Issa in it, but if you can discern the flavor of the Issa, so that's the halacha, that Tam Kiker is the Raisa, and you get Malkus and a Kazayas Minat Tarubis. There's just a Machlokes, two versions within the Rabbeinu Tam. According to this Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and the other Rishonim say it's not so. No, the only time, the Rambam says, the only time you get Malkus on, the Rambam holds you do get Malkus on Tam Kiker, but he says it's only if you ate so much vegetable soup that it has a Kazayas of Iser in it. Now, if by cooking in a trace of pot, I don't think you'll ever have a kazayis of chazashmalt balu on the dirt like dirtnakli that's going to go into the vegetable soup. You can discuss, let's say someone's standing, someone's cooking vegetable soup, and then by mistake, the maize is mistaken, whatever, they poured some chazashmalt in. So they're trying to say they poured in the kazayis of chazashmalt and it got all mixed in. So if you'll eat up the whole soup, you will have eaten a kazayis of this. Okay, so then it's trying to discuss kazayis of this. But if the case would be that you cook kosher vegetable soup in a tracer pot, it's highly unlikely that you're going to have, it's impossible, that you're going to have a kazayis of Issa. There isn't a kazayis of Issa balloon in the whole dosnakli. Anyway, but this is what prompted the Rabbeinu Tam to say, because the original pasuk of Tam Kiker is talking about cooking kosher food in a tracer pot, Yuli Klei Midyon. And he assumes that it's a hadri Issa rekama, that there is Malkus. In order to have Malkus, you have to have a kazayis. So the question is, a kazayis of what? A kazayis so much food that you will have swallowed a kazayis of Issa, like the Rambam writes. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, how can you swallow a kazayis of Issa if you're talking about cooking in a trefa pot? There isn't a kazayis of Issa. So he comes to the startling conclusion that if you eat a kazayis minat harubis, you're like it. There are two versions within the Rabbeinu Tam. This is a discussion in Achrayim, and this you have to look at already in the Sefer Yosha. What does it say? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, that if you eat a kazayis menat harubis, you like, even though it didn't have a kazayis iser in it, is it necessary that a kazayis iser had to fall in the first place? Oh no, even if a less than a kazayis fell in, why should a kazayis iser have to fall in the first place? If you're not eating the rest, why should it make a difference? A kazayis iser fell in, and I only eat one bowl of soup. I'm not eating the whole kazayis. If I'll eat the whole pot of soup, then I will swallow the whole kazayis. So why should it make it worse if a kazayis of Issa fell in, or half a kazayis fell in, or a quarter of a kazayis fell in? If I'm not eating the whole kazayis anyway. So the pashtus is that the Rabbeinu Tam should not make a difference. Some Achrayim insist, no, Rabbeinu Tam shita that you look on kazayis menat haruvis is only if at least the kazayis of Issa fell in to begin with. So this, you began with something that has malchus. But if he began with less than a kazayis and a chatzishir is asam and a third, but there's no malchus, so how can it become all of a sudden malchus? It's so hard to understand that opinion. Why? Why does it make it worse? What's left behind in the pot? Whatever I don't eat, it's not my business. Why is it going to get to me? It's very strange. But this is a machlokes in Achrayim. The Kol Mevaser has Tshuvas Halacha L'Maaseh. He has one of his essays is on this topic. What would he discusses this Machlekes Achrayim. The Baal HaTesis, yes, can the Rabbi Natan. What do you mean? If you eat Kazayis Min HaTaruis, that would be sufficient to get Malkus. Isn't that the Machlekes HaTanayim? In Nozir and in Pesachim, isn't that known as the famous Machlekes HaTanayim, whether Hetem is starkly Yisr or not? In order, there is a Machlekes HaTanayim in Malkus, in the Mishnah, in the third Perek in Malkus, how much Yisr do you have to have, do you have to eat in order to get Malkus? So Rav Shimon's opinion, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, though the opinion, Kol Shehu LaMalkus. If you eat less than a kazayis, you also get malchus. You're the chatzis shira zoshman atayra, and you like him. And we don't accept Rav Shimon's opinion. Rav Shimon ha'ayb that there is a halacha notion, you see now you have to have a kazayis. So he says, l'yam a kazayis ala l'chatzis bovad. The shir kazayis, halacha notion, you see, was only formulated, was only transmitted from generation to generation, menegeh to eating b'shegeg. If one eats chel of adam b'shegeg, he has to bring a korban chatzis, so that only applies if he ate kazayis chel of adam. If he has less than a kazayis, there won't be any fee of katas. But for the purpose of eating the mezid, getting malchus, so then Rav Shimon is of the opinion, chatzishir is osman atar, it's osman atar, and you get malchus. And the Mishnah says, we don't accept Rav Shimon's opinion, we pass when you only get malchus if you eat a kazayis the mezid. Chatzishir is the machlokes of Yechon, it's lokesh, but it's osman atar, osman rabban, we pass like Rav Yechon, it's osman atar, but you only get malchus if you eat a kazayis. And now there's a further machlokes of Satanayim. Why do you have to eat a kazayis? Ain't achila p'chus in the kazayis. If you eat a chatzis shir of treifers, it's not called achila. And the only prohibition on macholas asuras is if you eat it. If you're not eating it, let's say you tickle it, or you look at it, or you sit on it. So that's not also, only if you eat macholas asuras. So the klal is ain't achila p'chus in the kazayis. It's not called an achila. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. What if the fellow has a ham sandwich? He has very little ham in the sandwich. He has a lot of bread. And he has a little of ham. So the ham is less than a kazayis, but the bread is much limited to a kazayis. When he eats the whole food together, so he has done a ma'is achila. He has done an achila on a kazayis. But he hasn't done an achila on the ham, bifnei atzma, because it was less than a kazayis of ham. So do you say, hetem et starf li yisr? Altogether I have eaten a kazayis, I say, I've done a ma'is achila. I got the bread, which is hetem, I have done a ma'is achila on the ham also. The ham was swallowed down my base abliya together with the bread, so I did a ma'is achila on the ham. But he's saying, no, ain't hetem et starf li'isr. So in that machlokes hatanaim, it's clear that we paskin, ain't hetem et starf li'isr. So isn't that in contradiction to the Rabbi Natan? Rabbi Natan holds that if you eat a kazayis min ha'taruvos, that you like, and that's the principle of tam kikar. How can that be that that's tam kikar? Isn't that the same as saying hetem et starf li'isr? So the Tosis in Elu Oivin discusses this. There's a Tosis with a mashur, fills in the missing lines in the Tosis. So the Rabbi Natan explains, no, it's not the same thing. When you have a ham sandwich, the ham is not nice and tam. It's not that I heated it together in the oven or in the microwave oven, let's say, and the flavor of the ham went into the bread. No, I have a cold sandwich. I take a slice of ham, less than a kazayis, I put it in the bread, and I eat it together. And the ham did not give any nesinas tam in the bread. So that's a machlokes hatanoim, where the hetem et starf li'isr, we paskin no, ein hetem et starf li'isr. But if you would cook it together, or bake it together, and the ham did succeed in giving nesinas tam into the bread, that's called tam kikar. Tam kikar is deraisa, benegeta malkus, we say hadu li'isr kam. So you look on kazayis min ha'tarubis, that's Rabbi Natan sheet. And all the other Rishonim disagree, Menachot Salakotah with the Rabbi Natan. They hold, if you eat a ham sandwich that has, the ham is not cooked together, it wasn't heated together with the bread, so the ham did not give any sinus tam. Just took two slices of bread, took a cold piece of ham, and you eat it like this, and the ham didn't give a tam in the bread, nobody would say hetem et starf li'isr did. There never was such a machlokes hatanaim. The machlokes hatanaim only is whether hetem et starf li'isr, if the isr succeeded in giving any sinus tam into the hetem. That's when there's a machlokes hatanaim, and we paskin ein hetem et starf li'isr. When you say tam kikar, so what does that mean? So tam kikar cannot mean that if you eat a kazayis min ha'taruvos, you like it. No, that's identical with the machlokes hatanaim. That's exactly the topic of hetem et starf li'isr. There never was a machlokes if it's not nice and tam. If it's just a cold ham sandwich where the ham didn't give tam into the bread, nobody would say hetem et starf li'isr. So the whole machlokes whether hetem et starf li'isr is only when it is nice and tam. So that's what prompts the other Rishonim to disagree with the Rabbi Natan. They say that even if you hold Tam Kikar Deraisa and you want to give Malkus, fine, a Hadra de Surikama. But you can't say that you get Malkus on Kazayis Min HaTaruvos. That's against the Pesach. We don't accept Hetem and Tarvis. You only get Malkus if you ate so much of the Taruvos that you have swallowed a kazaisis. That's the way the Rambam presents it. You have to eat so much that you ate a kazaisis. So the shaila is, what exactly did the Rabbi Natam mean over here? When the Rabbi Natam says that when you have isa, which is nice and tam in the heter, I say tam kiker is their isa, and you look on kazayis min ataruas. So the Or HaShulchan writes on Yeridei and Tzadik Ches, and Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over from the Minchas Baruch. Minchas Baruch was from his family somehow, I forgot it anyhow. Family of Talmud of Rav Chaim, somehow was related there, I forgot it. So they claim that this Rabbi Natam is Lishitosai with another point that the Rabbi Natam said, that when you have Issa that's Nisarev into Heter, that the Rabbi Natam's opinion is that you apply Chaticha Nasmus Devele Menatera even to Shari Surim. What that means is the following. That's this concept, Chaticha Nasmus to Shari Surim, is the most often issue that comes up in industrial kashrus. Is the biggest problem that comes up when you, a lot of times in industrial kashrus, when you give hashgachas, I think, not in the kitchen at home, when you give hashgachas, a lot of times they have a trace ingredient that's really bottled the shishim, yeah, way more than shishim, but you have this problem of chaticha nasvel comes up. Chaticha nasvel means the following. If you have a piece of meat, the story of Chaticha Nasavela starts with Basa B'chola. That's on Kuf Ches, on Rav Kuf Ches. If you have a piece of meat, and you cook the little milk in the meat, and you cooked enough milk into the meat to be nice and tam. So either the meat gave tam into the milk, and the milk gave tam into the meat, so that's the Din D'Oraisa of Basa B'chola. Fine, that we know. So let's say I had a piece of meat, and I poured in a little bit of milk, enough milk that I don't have shishim in the meat against the milk, so the milk succeeded in giving in the sinas tam, has a tam cholov into the basa. So the meat becomes basa the cholov. Now this piece of meat falls into a pot with much more meat. Now the piece of meat itself didn't have so much milk in it. It almost had shishim against it. It had 50 units of meat against one unit of milk. It was practically any nice and tam. But it just made the milk succeed in giving tam, so the piece of meat was awesome. Now this piece of meat falls into a pot with another couple of pieces of meat. So now everything is cooking together for an hour, and whatever milk was there blended into everything now. So now the milk blended into everything. You almost had shishim in the first chaticha to begin with. So now that you cook this piece of meat together with other pieces of meat, so for sure you have shishim in all the meat together. All the meat joins together and gangs up against the milk, so for sure you have shishim against the milk. So the Gemara has a machlekes satanoi. Maybe over there the din is that now that you have shishim, now it's mutter. So that's one opinion in the Tanoi. And they write it paskins like that. They write it on the side of their Rambam. Hilchos Machos Asuras paskins that there's no din of tam kikir, even there's no din of chaticha nasis nevela, even in basa b'cholof. That's the shita they write it. And the shita they write it has not been accepted. We paskin like the other Tana, the Rambam, and all the other Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch. We assume that the chaticha nasis nevela certainly applies to basa b'cholof. What does it mean chaticha nasis nevela? So remember, the Rav said that they used to give oral exams for smicha. So he said, and he was very unhappy. The boys used to learn every day on their own, and he claimed that they never understood what was going on. And he insisted he's not going to give smicha unless they listen to a shiur. They have to have a shiur on every day because they can't understand. So he said, why? On one occasion, he asked the question, "What does it mean chaticha nasis nevela?" So the student answered in the oral exam, "If you cook meat with milk and you eat it, then you get malchus because of the lava of nevela." Which is not what it means. How can you get malchus of that? He bought kosher meat. He bought cholav yisrael, glatt kosher meat. Cholav yisrael cooks it together and he eats it. All of a sudden, you like it because of nevela. That's nonsense. So what does it mean? So it's a melitza. It's not to be taken literally. Chaticha atzma nas nevela means that once this meat had an asinas tam of cholav in it, so it's nesa mitam basa b'cholav. So now you have to have shishim against this whole chaticha. It's not enough shishim against the milk. And once you have shishim against the milk, so the milk is not nice and tam anymore into the basa and everything is muta. No, you say chaticha asma nasis iser. It's a melitza nevela. Nevela means not kosher. I say the chaticha basa, since you cook milk into it, chaticha asma nasis nevela is a melitza. It means chaticha asma nasis iser. And now you need shishim to be mevatel that one chaticha. Fine. So that's assumed. And most of the Rishonim paskin like that's just the Ravid. There's a very strange Ravid. The Ravid writes in the Hasavas on the Rambam that we cannot accept that opinion. It's a machlekes satanai, and daf kuf ches on the base. So the Ravid says, no, if you look in the Gemara, you will come to the realization that the opinion of this Tana Chatichatz Manasubela Basbacholov is only possible if you hold Min Mina Bimashahu. But if you don't believe in Min Mina Bimashahu, then you don't say Chatichatz Manas Nevela. What does Min Mina Bimashahu have to do with Chatichatz Manas Nevela? Doesn't make any sense. Rav Chaim, who usually explains Rambams, has in his Sefer on the Rambam, the Chiddush Rav Chaim Alei Gal Rambam, has a whole dissertation where he tries to explain the Shitas HaRaivit over here. Why did the Raivit connect together? What happens, the Gemara does say over there, Chatich HaAtzma, if a piece of meat became awesome, itam basar b'cholo, and you have many other pieces of meat, even if you have 500 pieces of meat and you cooked it all together, so min b'mino is b'mashu. Yeah! The Gemara, it happens to be a combination of two different things, but the Gemara never really said that the principle of Chatichatz Manas Nevela only applies if you subscribe to the other principle of Min Mina Mimashu. And since we don't accept Rav Yehuda's opinion, Min Mina Mimashu, so therefore you can't accept Chatichatz Manas Nevela. What's the connection between the two? So that's a big medrash pliya. We don't know exactly what the Raivit is talking about. Rav Chaim tries to give a logical explanation for the Raivit. Whatever the Raivit said, we haven't accepted his opinion. We accept Allah that you say Chatichatz Manas Nevela and Basar B'chol, we assume that that's a din min haTorah. And now Tesis has a big gigantic Tesis on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph in Chulin. Goes from Kuf Amud Aleph, it goes over to Amud Beis, and Machlekes is the Rabbi in the Talmud, Rabbi in Ephraim. You read the Tesis, you get the impression this student of the Rabbi in the Talmud, this Rabbi in Ephraim, was disagreeing with the Rabbi in the Talmud. Rabbi in the Talmud is the overpowering figure. He's the big Rishon, he's the big Balatayis. This one little punk, this Rabbi Natam, is disagreeing with him. You get to the Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression just to be reversed. And nobody agrees with Rabbi Natam. There are more Paschans like the Rabbi Natam, Zachumre. Nikar Adin, all the Rishonim agree with Rabbi Natam. A big machlokes, whether Chatich HaAtzma Nasus Nevela, which only appears in the Gemara in connection with Basar B'cholo, what would you say regarding Shari Surim? So this comes up all the time. Let's say a little treif ingredient was cooked with kosher food, with other. You mix treifas with kosher in such a way that you don't have shishim and a heter against the yisur. But that's not the end of the story. It's not yet so pasuk. And then you took this and you mixed it into another tarubus. And now by the end of the day, by the time they make the final product, you have way more than shishim in the whole final product against the little ingredient of treifas that fell in the beginning. But since you didn't mix it in b'vasachas, you mixed it in two installments. The first Yisr fell into Heter where there was no Shishim. And now this whole Tarubis, or Yisr the Heter, fell into another Tarubis where you don't have Shishim in the Heter now against the whole first Tarubis. So that's the topic that's known as Chatich HaAtzma Nasus Nevela Bishari Surim. Chatich HaAtzma Nasus Nevela and Basar B'cholov, that's debated in the Tanaim. That's a Machlokes HaTanaim on Kuf Ches on the base. And a Machlokes deriving and everybody else, how do you paskin and we paskin in Yerodeh? Chatich HaAtzma Nasus Nevela and Basar B'cholov is a Din Deraisa. We have accepted that opinion. What about Chatichatz Manasus Mevela in Shari Surim? So this is a famous machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's really Rabbeinu Tam against everybody else. Nobody really agrees. Most of the Rishonim do not agree with Rabbeinu Tam. So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Minchas Baruch, who were contemporaries, both came up with this Ein Val. Could be that they were related also. Don't remember any. So they. I saw, I was in Meir Sharm just on Friday. How can you come to Arizona without walking through Meir Sharm to look at this farm store? So I saw there's a Sefer on sale, they're trying to get rid of it. Nobody's interested in buying it. They're selling it for 35 shkolim. A book that was printed by Feldheim. For 35 shkolim on the Minsk Gadol. It's written in an old style Hebrew. It's not modern Hebrew, so nobody wants to read it. But I think it's worth buying because he has the whole history of all the people who was related to whom. And who, it was written by the son-in-law of the Minsk Gadol. And it tells you about all of these famous Rabbanim in Europe, how they were intermarried with each other, and who's son-in-law and brother-in-law and everything, and who got which Rabbanis and so on. So Mustamah, he'll tell you how the Minchas Baruch was related to the Aruch HaShulchan. I think so. So these two, the Minchas Baruch with the Aruch HaShulchan, both come up with this Ein Val, that these two Rabbi Natams are Lishitosai. Rabbi Natam is of the opinion that they say Chatich HaAtzma Nasus Nevela Bishari Surim, and the Rabbi Natam is of the opinion that Yeloika Kazayis Menat Harubis, that's the same Rabbi Natam. What does it mean Chatich HaAtzma Nasus Nevela Bishari Surim? If Disa fell into Heter and you don't have Shishim against it, so that whole Tarubis is Osir, and the Rabbi Natam holds that if you eat the Kazayis of the Tarubis, Yeloika, You don't have to eat up so much of the tarubis that you have swallowed a kazayis adisa. If you eat a kazayis menat tarubis, you like it. So what does that mean if you eat a kazayis menat tarubis, you like it? What it means is, what it sounds like it's saying is, that the head of nepach lios isa, that's the way the Rush presents it, the Russian chala. Doesn't it sound like that? The heter is nepach liyasisa because you have a bliya disa in it. So the heter is nepach liyasisa, so therefore you say, habichas nasis nevela, heter nepach liyasisa. And therefore, if this whole tarubis falls into another tarubis, even though at the end of the day you're going to have shishim against the treif of bliya that fell into the first tarubis, but that's not good enough. The first tarubis was already isa heter nepach liyas heter. Had the nepach liyasisa already, because you would have been loikan kazayis menat tarubis. So that whole tarubis has been established as iser. So now I have to have shishim against the whole tarubis. That's what the Rabbi Natam said. The chaticha asman nas nevela b'shari surim is a real din. Yeah, the explanation is so wonderful. It's so great. It's too good. Then it comes out that chaticha asman nas nevela b'shari surim is a din deraisa, which indeed is the opinion of the Bali HaTesis. Rabbi Kivega points out that big fat thesis on Kuf Amud Aleph, which quotes the Machlekes Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Ephraim, where they say Chaticha Atzma Nasma Ela B'Shar Yisurim, continues on to Amud Beis, and they're bothered with a famous kasha that runs as follows. Gan al Chumash here. It's always good to know Lul Chumash. It says in the Torah you have to kasha the Gilei Klei Nidyon. Why? Because Tam Kiika, because of the Treif of Liya, and the Death Nekli is going to go into the soup. So the Gemara says, Liyosu Torah L'Kadera Bas Yoyma, that the Torah only requires to kasha the Treif of Kelim if they cook Treifus in the Kli today, and you're going to cook kosher food in the same Kli within 24 hours. But if 24 hours have already gone by, and then you're going to cook the kosher food, so then the need for kashering the pot is only midirabbanan. That's the Gemara, the Lez Daf and Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that it's a gzera in a ben yomo, ot a ben yomo. But if not for that gzera derabbanan, in a ben yomo, ot a ben yomo, on the level of deraisa, the Gemara has in Avodah Zarah, in a kula, in a psoch, and they also tell the rabbanan. The isa deraisa of Tam Ki Iker, that you're concerned the treif of liya is going to come from the deifan akli into the kosher food that you're cooking, and it's going to make the treif will only apply if the gedera is still ben yom, it's still within the first 24 hours. If the 24 hours is going to become nesim tam lev gam, and nesim tam lev gam is mutam. That's the Gemara. So the Tesis asks a kasha. When you kasher a pot, so the treif of liya, let's say you're kashering a pot that's a ben yom, so the treif of liya goes into the water that you're doing the hagol. Let's say I have a treif of fork, a treif of pot. So I put it into burning hot water. Fine. So the Torah tells us that we will succeed in having the treif of liya go into the water. What's going to prevent the treif of liya from going back into the pot? So Tarsus has one suggestion. No. The only bliya that goes into the pot is the bliya that was there from before. But whatever bliya just came out from the pot now is not going to go back into the pot. So Tarsus says, what does the pot have Ruach HaKodesh to know what bliya came from the pot and what bliya was there from before? Tesis says it doesn't make any sense. Tesis has such a lotion. If he chul benaviyahi, the Tesis has such a lotion is that the pot has Ruach HaKodesh, knows which bliya is to absorb, which bliya is not to absorb. The Tesis says that doesn't make any sense. I said, how does it ever work? How do you have a du hagola? So Tesis says the answer is you have to have shishim in the water. Can they get the pot? So you assume that the whole treif goes from the deifen hakli of the treif kli into the pot. And then the taka does go back in, but before it goes back into the pot, it'll really be in this bottle b'shishim. So once it's bottle b'shishim and it goes back into the pot, it does nasa. What if you have a big pot and you won't succeed in having shishim? It's a gigantic pot, and you won't be able to have shishim in the water if you have a treif fork. So you can have a pot full of water that has 60 times the volume of the treif spoon or the treif fork. So you're going to have big b'shishim. What if you have a big pot? And the water in the pot in which you're kashering is not simply not going to have shishim against the thickness of the deifen akli. You have to be concerned the whole thickness of the deifen akli may have a bliyos isur in it. So then Tosfos says you have to wait till the kli is ein ben yomo. Why does it help if the kli is ein ben yomo? Because the whole din midrabanan, gzeir ein ben yomo to ben yomo, was only introduced with respect to the trait of pot that was originally had a tchilas ablia lishvach. Originally I cooked chazer in this pot, and in the first 24 hours the bliya in the pot was nosim tam l'shvach. So then, even though 24 hours went by, and now the bliya is going to be nosim tam l'vgam, that's the gzeir d'rabbanan, ein ben yomo, ot ben yomo. But if I'm going to kasha the treif of pot, which is ein ben yomo, in water and I won't have shishu, so the treif of bliya is going to go out into the water, then it's going to come back into the pot that used to be treif. Now the tchilas abliya is going to be lufgam. Whenever the tchilas abliya is lufgam, so they never made exera derabam neina ben yom ata ben yom. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's how this is quoted. When you kasha the kalim, it has a little space of all the dinim of agola. When you kasha treif the kalim, so you have to either be careful that it should be in a ben yom, then you don't have to have shishim, or if you want to kasha the kli, when it is a ben yom, so you have to have shishim. And then the Rambo has a minig. We have a minig never to kasha a kli ben yom, because he may. It's a question, what's the reason for the Rambo? Rambo writes in Nuchas Pesach, the minig is he should never kasha a kli when it's ben yom. So the pashtus says because he may guess wrong, he may calculate the shishim wrong. So he may think that you have shishim and you won't have shishim. Yeah, if that were the real reason, that's why you shouldn't kasher a kli ben yom, then it shouldn't apply. Let's say you have a hetera bola. Let's say you have a kli, a milcha kli, a fleshy kli, which you want to kasher. You want to make it parva. The Magen Avraham quotes a meaning that you don't kasher from milchik to make parva, I mean from milchik to make fleshy. But Daki Chubik quotes the Hungarian Achrayim who are Mako, that's only if this was intended to be a milchik pot. It was intended to be a milchik fork and knife. And now you want to switch to make it fleshy, you want to switch to make it parva. But what if basically this was a parva knife, and by accident the husband didn't know what he was doing and he made it fleshy? So then all the big posts come on Mako. I don't know why. Ramosha is Machman. Ramosha says that even if it only became fleshy and milchik by accident, that's what the minig is all about, that you're not allowed to kasha. But that's, I don't think that's a generally accepted opinion. Accepted is like the Dr. Chula quotes. All the Hungarian Achrayim who always machman everything, so this they make on. They say that the minig that the Magen Avraham quoted, not everybody holds for the minig either. The Ocha Shulchan says, you never heard of the minig. And the Sephardic Achrayim say, for sure they never heard of the minig. Everybody Ashkenazim, the Ocha Shulchan says, never heard of it. Not the kasha from fleshik to milchik, or from milchik to fleshik. So we have such a minig. We have adopted such a minig. We don't kasha from milchik to parva, milchik to fleshy, because it's going to cause confusion. But that's only if it was originally intended to be fleshy and milchik. But if it's supposed to be a parva and it just became fleshy and milchik by accident, then you can kasha. So let's say you're kashaing such a plea. So would you need shishim in the water? So it says in the Rishonim, no, because that's going to be a not by not. Not by not, the hetair is mutter. The fork, let's say, is milchik. You don't have the milk on the fork, it's a bliya of milk in the fork. So then the bliya of milk in the fork goes into the water, and then it's going to go back from the water into the fork, so it's going to be nice and tam, bar nice and tam, bar nice and tam. It's going to be three nice and tams. And the Shach quotes in the Rishonim that even though we're machma by not, the hetair, like they bishul, that's the rivon, the Gemara has a din of not by not, that it's not fleshig and it's not milchik. Not by not, the hetair is mutter. So Tosfos spoke in the name of the Rivon, that's Rashi's son-in-law. The Rivon claims that he heard from his father-in-law Rashi that not by not doesn't apply whenever it's Ayyudik Bishol. Whenever the food was cooked in a, let's say I cooked some vegetable soup in a milchik pot, that's Ben Yomo. So since I cooked it, everything was burning hot, you don't apply the kul of not by not. So I cooked the parva, what's the case? Let's say I cooked parva soup in a fleshik pot when it's Ben Yomo. So you're not allowed to eat that parva soup with milk. That's not by not the hetera, but it's like the bishul. So that's awesome. So out of respect for the Rivon, we don't do it. But we really think that he must have misheard Rashi. We assume that it's not so. So then the Shach quotes from the Rishonim that even though we're machma not by not the bishul, that's only if it's only not by not. But if it's not by not by not, it's the third nice and tam. Then we're matel lachativa. That's how we always do. By kashering, you have a milchik fork. So the milchik fork has a tam rishon of milchiks in it. Then you're going to kasher like the hagola. So the tam rishon is going to go into the water, that's going to be a tam shena. Then you concern the bli in the water is going to go back into the, if you don't have shishim, it's going to go back into the fork. So the milchik bli in the fork is going to be a nice and tam, bar nice and tam, bar nice and tam. This is the third time you haven't seen this time. It came into the fork from the water, the water came from the fork, and then the fork came from the milk. So it's already three times removed from the milk. So not, bar not, bar not, even I debishol is at the gum. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that when you're kashering milchik kelim, or fleshy kelim, or you're kashering chomitz dike kelim koidim ha-pesach, and there are more paskins that it's a terebola, that's not like it's the Rabin Tam, Tosis in the Ramban, whether chomitz dike kelim koidim ha-pesach is a terebola, or isurebola. So the Rabin Tam's opinion is that you never need libun for chomitz dike kelim, because it's always a terebola, and if it's a terebola, so you never even need shishin. Chomitz koidim ha-pesach is a terebola, so you never need shishin. And the Ramot, in Shulchan Aruch, they have accepted the Rabbeinu Tam halfway. They say we have accepted the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, the Chometz Kedem HaPesach is a terrible as the Inon Nishishim, and nonetheless we haven't accepted it in regard to Hagola versus Liban, because the Gemara says on the last daf in Avodah Zarah that you only need Liban on a Kli that was Balei Aydei Ha'esh if it's Yisura Bola. But if it's a Terah Bola, so the Gemara says you never need Liban. The Gemara says because if you compare the two parshiyos in the Chumash of Kasher and Trefi Kalin, one is in the end of Chumash Bamidbar by Giuli Klei Midyan. So it says the Goyim, the Midyanim, cooked real Chazer. They made the ham and eggs for breakfast. So it says some of the pots and pans have to have Liban, some of the pots and pans will be sufficient with Hagola. If you cook the Trefis soup, that's enough Hagola. And if you broil the Agabi Ha'esh, then you need Liban. That's in Parshas Giuli Klei Midyan. And then in Parshas Tzav, the Chumash is also talking about Trefis pot, but a different kind of Trefis pot. If you cook the Korban Chatos in a pot, so, or he cooked the Korban Shlomim in the pot, let's say. So the, let's say a chatas. So the chatas can only be eaten yom b'layla ad chatzos. If you cook the chatas, so the Kohanim have to eat the chatas by chatzos. What about the beliya of the chatas in the pot, which is left over till tomorrow morning? So the Kohanim finish eating it by chatzos, fine, they bench, or finish by chatzos, by midnight. But then the beliya that's left in the pot will become noisam, and it comes a noisam shachar the next morning. So the beliya in the pot will turn it to noisam. So then, if you're going to cook some food tomorrow morning, you're going to cook a different chatas in that pot tomorrow morning, it's going to have a bliya of nisa. It's a fascinating pasuk in Chumash that the bliya in the pot becomes nisa, even though the Kohen made up all the flesh. But nonetheless, since there's a bliya of flesh of the korban chatas in the pot, when it comes to loisa shachar of the next morning, it'll become nisa menatar. So that's what the Torah says, you have to kasher the pot in which you cooked or you broiled the korban chatas. So there the Torah never says you have to have liban. It just says that you do hagova. Marek l'shuta b'amai. How come it doesn't say that it depends? How did they cook the chatas today? Did they cook it with soup? So then it will be sufficient with hagola. But if they broiled the chatas today, if it's a broiler, then you should require liban. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah asked this question on the last daf in Avodah Zarah. So one Gemara says, Yagid Olav Reyo. Once you have the parsha of Giuli Klei Midyan that says that sometimes you need Hagola and sometimes you need Liban, so it's self-understood that the same is true in Parsha Tzav, that sometimes you need Hagola and sometimes you'll need Liban. And we haven't accepted that opinion. We pass from Allah that there's a difference between the two. That in Giuli Klei Midyan, talk about Trefis Kalim. Bobalea Trefis. Midyanim cooked the Chazer in the pot. So since you cooked Chazer in it, so if it's Hagidei Ha'esh, then Allah requires Liban. But in Parshas Tzav, we're talking about Hetera Bola. So if you're talking about Hetera Bola, you cook the Korban Chatas, everything was kosher. The only concern is that the Bliya will become Noisar after the Kohen finish eating it, but there's a Bliya flesh in the pot. That Bliya will become Noisar when it comes to Loisar Shachar. So there the Gemara says, since it was Hetera Bola, so it's sufficient with Hagola. You never need any Liban. So that's Negev to Asla Allah. We don't have any Korban Chatas. We don't have that kind of Hetera Bola. But we have a Hetera Bola of Chometz Kedem HaPesach. That the Rabbeinu Tam claims in Taisus in Chulin and in Taisus in Sochem and Daf Lamed and Taisus in Avodah Zarah, they have it. The Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that the Chometz Kedem HaPesach is a terrible. So you never need Liban. And we have it all the time. Let's say I have a broiler where I broil meat, or I have a broiler where I broil cheese, and I want to kasher the broiler to make it tarva. I want to switch it to make it milchik. The minig is that you don't switch to make it milchik. So let's say Asfardi, he doesn't have that minig. Or it became fleshig by accident. It was supposed to have been a part of a broiler, it became fleshig and milchig by accident. So the Dr. Shuvi quotes Dachayim that then the minig doesn't apply. You make kasher from fleshig to make it part of. So would you need libun? So Moshe Feinstein has a shuvi, of course not. He quotes Rabbi Kivegi, he says, of course not, it will be enough with Hagola, because that's mamash terrible. So that's certainly terrible. So in Shulchan Aruch there is a problem. What's the status of Chometz Kedem HaPesach? Chometz all year long, is that considered like a terabola? Or do you say no, because Chometz all year long is mutter? Should I say no? The Chometz Kedem HaPesach, Chometz Kedem Zmanah, is really Yisurah Bola. Chometz is Shmai, all of it. It's called Chometz all year long. The only thing that happens is that it's not Pesach. So there's no prohibition in eating Chometz, but it's not the same as Basar HaCholav, which didn't combine yet. The Basar and Cholav that didn't combine is Mamash HaTeira. But it's not the same as a Korban Chatas before Alos HaShachar. It's Mamash, doesn't have the Issa Noisar on it. But Chometz all year long is Chometz. It's not missing anything. It's just a Chometz Kedem HaPesach is Mutter. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's Mutter. So that means that it's a terrible. And the Ramban says, no, Chometz Shmai Olav. The Shem Chometz is already Sholem on it. The Shem Chometz is Bishlei Muso. So that's called Yisurah Bola. So there should have been two nakaminas in this issue, whether chometz kodem haPesach is a terabol isurabol. One nakamina should be whether nat banat is mutar erosa, because nat banat is only mutar if it's a terah, but if it's isura, nat banat isura is also. And should be another nakamina whether you'll ever need libun, because you never need libun if it's a terabola. You only need libun if it's isura bola. So in Shulchan Aruch there's a stira. Shulchan Aruch it says that chometz kodem haPesach, you don't need shishim. You can kasha the kelim, even the ben yomo, if it's not there, Pesach after chatzor. It's kodem zmani surai. So chometz kodem haPesach is a terabola. So you won't need shishim because it's going to be a nat banat banat, and there's no problem. Nat banat is mutter. And then in the same simon, Shulchan Aruch it says that sometimes you have to do libun on chometz kekelim. In order, let's say you had baking pins, that you bake mamish cakes, or you bake the chometz chalas on a baking tin, and you want to use it for Pesach now, so it says that you need libun. So how can it be that you need libun if you say that it's a terabola? So the thing is, a terabola is always sufficient with hagol. So the answer is no, we follow the Ramban. Ramban holds that chometz kodem haPesach is yisurabola. So if it's yisurabola, so how do you say that nat banat is mutter? So that's a stira, the taz is the kash. The taz and all of the fashion, the bi'er hagol, you'll work on that kasha. How can it be that there's a stira in Shulchan Aruch? Well, whatever, that's a famous contradiction. So getting back over here to this Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that there were two Rabbeinu Tams. The one Rabbeinu Tam was that when you have a Tam Kiike, when you have an Iser, gets mixed into Heter, and it's nice and Tam, so not only do you say Tam Kiike, they're actually not allowed to eat the Taruvis, you even get Malkus. You say Hadil Iser, you get Malkus. And you even get Malkus if you only ate a Kazayis Mina Taruvis. You don't have to eat so much of the soup that you should have swallowed a kazayis iser. If he kazayis min ataruvis is like it. So these gedolim, the Aruch HaShulchan, with the Minchas Baruch, both said this, Rabbeinu Tam, is Lishitosai, that he holds that Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishar Isurim. So this is such a wonderful pshat, it's too good to be true, because according to this, it comes out that Chaticha Nas Nevela is a dinderah. Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishar Isurim is a dinderah. And the Shachan Yeridea writes it, even though there are more, Mechava writes that you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishar Isurim, because Rov HaRishonim have not accepted Rabbi Natan. There are more as Machmer for Ashkenazim, that you do say Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishar Isurim as a chumrah, as a big chumrah. And if you have a very big shas of tak, then there's what to negotiate about. And there's room to be mekel, because Mikra Din, you really shouldn't say Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishar Isurim. It's a big chumrah. So the Shach writes on that Ramah, when the Ramah says that we are Machmer Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishar Isurim, so the Shach writes in the name of all the Rishonim, but it's only Midirabbanan. The Din of Chaticha Nas Nevela is not a Din Deraisa. So Reb Kivega points out, yeah, that's the accepted opinion what the Shach writes, but there is a Tosfos on Kuf on the days where Tosfos holds not so. Tosfos taka holds that Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishar Isurim is a Din Deraisa, because Tosfos has this kasha. Whenever, that's what we left off in the middle, whenever you kasher a tray for fork, so the tray for bleer is going to go from the fork into the water. So what's going to prevent the bleer from going back into the fork? It's going to make the fork tray again. So Tosfos came up with the answer, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to wait till the fork is ene ben yomo. And then, even though the fork is also in the rabban, it's there, ene ben yomo, ene ben yomo. Yeah, that's because of tchilas ablia of the tray for bleer and the fork. It was tchilas ablia was l'shvach. Originally, when it was balei the tray for, it was nice and tam l'shvach. But once the tray for bleer goes into the water, then it comes back in from the water into the fork. So now the tchilas ablia is going to be lufgam. So that's the din of nesin tam lufgam. They never asked it even in the rabban. If tchilas ablia is lufgam, then there's no isin. So that's one mahalak. You do the hagola when it's ain't a ben yomo. Or you do the hagola when it is ben yomo, and you have to make sure that you have shishim. So if you have shishim, the tray for bleer is going to go from the fork into the water. Then it becomes bottle the shishim. So even if it's going to go back from the water into the fork, that used to be tray a minute ago, but it's going to be bottled with shishim already, so they can't ask for the fork. So Tosfos raises the question, but how can this is good if you have a fork, and you can tell that you have 60 times the volume of water than the volume of the thickness of the fork. So what if you have a big tray for kli, and you can't find such a big tray, you can't find such a big kosher kli to do a hagola in it, that the water, the meha hagola, is going to be shishim times the volume of the tray for kli? So how can you kosher that? So the answer is you wait till it will be an ene ben yomo. Yeah, that's a solution that's midirabbanan. Because on the level of their eyes, once you wait till it's ene ben yomo, you don't have to kasher it at all. So in the days of Matan Torah, before they made the gzera derabbanan, of ene ben yomo to ben yomo, how would you do a hagola on a kli gadol if you want to do a hagola when it is a ben yomo? Because the only time you need a hagola on the level of their eyes is when it's ben yomo. Once it's ene ben yomo, it's not in time of God. So there's no issa derayis at all. Kashrin created Kalim Ein Binyam, it's only Xer Ein Binyam, or to Binyam. That's the Gemara that lives daf and Avodah Zarah. So if you want to kasher a trade for Kli when it is a Benyomo, and it's so gigantic that you're not going to have Shishim in the water against it, so how can you negotiate? What are you going to do? So Tyson suggests, maybe you'll do Hagola Pamayim. Do twice Hagola. What do you mean do twice Hagola? The first time you do Hagola, so true, you won't have Shishim against it. Let's say you have Shloshim against it. Let's say you'll have 20 times. The water will have 20 units. 20 times as much water as there is 10 times against it, let's say. Mm-hmm. So the treif of Lee will go out into the water, will not be bottled b'shish, more the water will become treif, and then part of the treifus will go back into the Kli and make the Kli treif again. Fine. Then you spill out all the water, then you do another Hagola. So now the treif of water goes out, the treif of Lee will go out from the pot into the water, but now every time it's much less. Let's say there's you don't have shishim in the water against the pot, you only have 10 times as much water. So the bliya is going to come back, it's only going to be 1/10. It's going to be the, by ratio, it's only going to be 1/10 of the bliya. And then when it goes out again the second time, when you do the hagola the second time, so you're going to have, it's going to be 1/10 of 1/10. So now you're going to have mayor, that's going to be 99 to 1. Because it's 1/10 of 1/10, it's 100. So Tosis says a simple solution, make hagola twice. So that will solve your problem. So then Tyson says, but this answer of doing Hagola twice is only valid if you hold not like the Rabbeinu Tam. But if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you say, Chatiha Nas in the Veil of Bishari Surim. So when the Meha Hagola became treif the first time because you didn't have Shishim against the treif pot, so then when the Meha Hagola goes back in, it's not going to be enough with Shishim against the Liat Isser in the Meha Hagola. You need Shishim against the whole unit. So Vaitev, it's such a Kli Gola, you're not going to have Shishim against it. So to do Hagola Pamayim won't help if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. So this whole problem, Rabbi Kivega points out, this whole problem that Tosfos said, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, how can you do a Hagola on a Kli Gadol? So it's impossible. You have to wait till the Tzeinu Ben Yomo. There's no way to do Hagola. It's not going to help to do Hagola Pamayim. This is all on the assumption that Chatiha Nasus Nevela B'Shari Sum is a Din Deraisa. But it's only a Din Derabbanan. So what's the problem? They're asking, how do you fulfill the Din in the Pasuk and Chumash? On the level of Deraisa, there is no Din of Chatiha Nasus Nevela B'Shari Sum. So Rabbi Kivega points out, true, we accept the opinion of the Shach. Shach quotes Laloch, all the major Rishayim, that Chanan Bishari Sum is only the Rabbanon. But Taisus Shita was not so. The Taisus was of the opinion that Chatiha Nasu Le'el Bishari Sum is really a Din Deraisa. So the way Taisus presents it, the Chatiha Nasu Le'el Bishari Sum is a Din Deraisa. So you have the Shtigl Torah of the Aruch HaShulchan with the Minchas Baruch, is Nita Le'yomer. This is the Rabbi Natan Le'shitosa. That if you hold that you loik on kazayis minat haruvis, what you're saying is that hepe nepach liyos iser, when you have a tam kiker, the whole taruvis becomes a chaticha di surah. And therefore, you say you need shishim against the whole taruvis. That's chaticha nasmele b'sharisim. But the feet sak halach, we don't hold like that. We hold chaticha nasmele b'sharisim is only the rabbonim. And here the rabbi in the tam says that you loik it. You loik a malkas leirais on kazayis minat haruvis. So the pshat that they gave is too good to be true. So we don't accept that pshat la halacha.
Shouldn't you worry that the
Right, that's a discussion that Achrayim have. The shock with the tumim, they have the, with the crazy place, they have that discussion. Most of the Mishanim hold that you don't say Chaticha Nasamele Misharisim, but by Basam Chalav they do. So when you speak about Chaticha Nasamele Basam Chalav, what does that mean? So does that only apply when you cook Basa with Chalav together? But if you cook, I cook Basa B'Chalav, and that gives a bliya into vegetable soup. So is that called Chaticha Nasamele Basa B'Chalav? Oh no, that's Chaticha Nasamele Misharisim. So the Pashtus is, that's a Machlokes the Shach and the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef assumes that the Rabbeinu Ephraim would be moided by Chaticha Nasmevela, the Basa B'Cholav, that that's their rights. Everybody's moided to that. So the Beis Yosef assumes that the Basa B'Cholav into water, Basa B'Cholav into vegetable soup, is also Chaticha Nasmevela of Basa B'Cholav. And that everybody holds from. And the Sach argues it doesn't make any sense. That's Chaticha Nasmevela of Shari Surim. The only thing that everybody agrees to, Chaticha Nasmevela of Basa B'Cholav, is when the Basa gives time into the Cholav. The Cholav gives time into the Basa, and it creates a Chetzah, creates a Chaticha Basa B'Cholav. But if you have Basa B'Cholav going into Shardvar, into Kugel, into water, so that should be the topic of Chaticha Nasmeh L'Bishari. So it shouldn't be considered Chanan of Basa B'Cholav. So the Pashto says that this is not the accepted pshat l'aloche. Even if you hold, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you like on kazayis min atarubis, the Pashto says that unless you say the Rabbeinu Tam holds chanan v'sharisim mizderaisa, the way the Tosfos wrote on kufam and beis. But that's not the accepted sheet in Shulchan Aruch. We haven't accepted that. So if you want to accept one Rabbeinu Tam, if you want to accept the Rabbeinu Tam that you look on kazayis min atarubis, but you're not going to accept that chaticha nasmeil v'sharisim is a din deraisa. So then you have to explain the Rabbeinu Tam differently. You have to explain he never meant to say that het and netach liyosisa. He just meant to say a different halacha. The Rabbeinu Tam shita that you look on kazayis min atarubis. Just tell me what you have to say. That's how Rav Soloveitchik said it. It's just a din. Reb Shimon is of the opinion in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon, the Tana says in the Mishnah Markus that he needed a chatzi zayis. You also like it. So we task him, no, he holds kol shehu l'malkus. Lo yamu kazayis alinya chatzis bilvad. So we have not accepted his opinion. We task him, you need a kazayis. And Shad, what do you mean you need a kazayis? So most of the Mishnah disagree with the Rabbein Tam. You need a kazayis of Issa. You have to swallow so much of the vegetable soup that you will have swallowed a kazayis of chazish malkus. Rabbein Tam holds, no, you have to have a kazayis of hanoh from of eating chazish malkus. You have to swallow a kazayis of chazish malt down your throat. If you eat a kazayis of food that had the tam of chazish malt, that's sufficient for the purpose of malchus. Because we pass on chatzishios asman ater anyway. Even chatzishios de tarub is asman ater anyway. So we're just discussing malchus. So the shaila is when our local Moshe Messina says you have to eat a kazayis in order to get malchus, what does it mean? So Shari Shainim disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam. They hold you need literally. You have to have a swallow a kazayis of Issa. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you have to swallow a kazayis of ochel that's mutam, the tam, Issa. So you can eat a kazayis of vegetable soup that has a flavor of chazish malts in it. So since that's asam and atar, so you've eaten a kazayis of food that was asam and atar to be eaten. Aye, but you didn't swallow a kazayis of chazish malts. Who said you have to swallow a kazayis? Reb Shimon holds again malchus feeding less than a kazayis, and we don't hold like every whole chatzishir asam and atar. But you only get malchus to eat a kazayis. The Rabbeinu Tam holds you have to eat the kazayis of food that has tam iser in it enough that it asid it. Sure, so you know for malchus purposes. But he never meant to say that the heter is nefach lios iser. Why in the world should you say? How can you say vegetable soup? The vegetables grow from the ground. How can you say vegetable soup is? It's chazer. How can vegetable soup be chazer? The whole idea doesn't make any sense. They say the hef and nefas liyasis. The whole thing stam doesn't make any sense. So l'chor, that's what you have to say in the Rabbeinu Tam. The problem is that the Rosh in Hilchos Chala, when he quotes this Rabbeinu Tam and he starts to negotiate with it, so he sounds like he said, like the Aruch HaShulchan and the Minchas Baruch. So you have to stand on your head and catch that the Rosh didn't mean it because it really doesn't make any sense. So that's all Beishik stood on his head and reinterpreted the Rosh. But it just can't be. Anyway, so getting back again, in this din of Tam Kirkus, so there's a big machloikis, there is a machloikis hatanoi, whether Tam Kirkus is deraisa or derabana. And a machloikis of Rishonim had a paskin. Actually, paskins Tam Kirkus love deraisa. We paskin Tam Kirkus deraisa. But we just pointed out originally when we started that the fact that Rashi paskins Tam Kirkus love deraisa doesn't really affect any change la aloha, because according to Rashi, the machloikis hatanoim of Tam Kirkus begins after Shishim. If it's a lach balach, less than Shishim, so Rashi holds even in the meaning of Shishim and Atayra. So the whole nafkimin is only going to have past Shishim. If the thing is nice, and if you have mimishay namina, lach balach, and there's more than Shishim, so Rashi holds that that's only midirabon. The Shach quotes la aloch, and many Rishonim say like that, Ladin, the way we pass from Tam Kirkus is their Raisa. So the Shach and Simon Tzarkes quotes the Nisa the Hefer. The Tam Kirkus deraisa is only up until Shishim. So if it's nice in Tam, even past Shishim, so the Shach quotes Nisa the Hefer, that's only the Rabban. That's only Tam, that Tam Kirkus is only the Rabban. There's such a, there's a Tosfos Reed has on the Gemara like that also, in the end of Avodah with the Zohar. So the Tosfos Reed is bothered with Akasha. We hold from the Din of Tam Kirkus by Kola Tarakula that it's a Din deraisa, Tam Kirkus deraisa. So why do you have a pasuk by Kotshim that Tam Kirkus is deraisa? We know Tam Kirkus is deraisa and Kola Tarakula. So what do you need an added pasuk? It says Kol Shiyiga Bifsora Yigdash. So the Gemara says only if it's Nivla Bifsora. If you have a Bifsora Chatos that touches a potato kugel, a power of a potato kugel, so So the psachatas will be nivla, will make the potato kugel fleshy, number one. It'll make it like the psachatas, that the potato kugel may only be eaten by kohanim, by zichri kuhune, in the azore, yon belayla at chatzos, because of the din of tam kiyika. Let's find out in the pasuk, kolash yiga bivsara yigdash. Bivsara means, doesn't mean yiga, it means it'll be nivla. Just touching doesn't transmit a bliya. It means it'll transmit a bliya. So he asked the kasha, the tesri, he asked the kasha, if you the whole time tikka lab de rice in chulin, so you need a pasuk in bivsara, achieve a little bivsara, that tam tikka by kochin is the rice. But we pass in tam tikka is the rice by chulin also. So what do you hold, what do you need a pasuk bivsara, that tam tikka is the rice by kochin? So he comes up with the ninth part. He says, tam tikka, the rice by chulin is only up until shishim. Past shishim and it's still nice and tam, that's only tam tikka de rabbana. That's not going to be the rice. But tam tikka by kochin has an additional pasuk, so even past Shishim is also going to be derais. So that's along the lines of this shach b'shem nisa v'heta. The shach in Simen Tzadik Ches, it's Kotan Lamed, I think, or Lamed Aleph, quotes such a nisa v'heta. That tam kika derais is only up until Shishim, and per Shishim is only the Rabbana. So if you hold like that, nisa v'heta, you hold like this, Taisus Rid. So Rashi and Taisus said the same thing. So Rashi was more machman. Rashi holds that even shishim by minamina is minatora by lach balach, and that we hold is not true. We hold that there the shishim is only rabban. So Rashi's sheet is that by lach balach you always need shishim minatora, and then after shishim, if the old tam kika, if the din would have been a tam kika deraisa, then even after shishim we'd still ask him minatora. And Rashi takes the stand, no, tam kika lav deraisa. So the fact that it asks by minamina per shishim is only the rabban. That's Rashi's sheet. We hold nothing like Rashi. We hold that you never need shishim by min 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 atar, even by lach balach. And the whole machlok is tam kika deraisa is by min mishen aminoi, by less than shishim. By less than shishim. And when you reach the point of shishim, so many pasukim hold that the whole din of tam kika is only the rabban. It's still less than tam per shishim. So the tesis read, and the shach mishen yisaveta, they hold that the yisra of tam kika per shishim is only the rabban. So it boils down to the fact that Rashi and Taisus said the same thing with Dina, and Rashi was a little more machmer. It's not the way it's presented in the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches, that Rashi was a big mako, the tam kika is lav deraisa. We're machmer against Rashi. It comes out that it's not so. It comes out that Rashi is the bigger machmer than the Baliyah texts. In this issue of tam kika, there's several more opinions. You look in the Prima Godim and the Psicha Tilchas Pesach. He quotes all the opinions of tam kika, when it's the right and when it's the rabbanon. So one of the many opinions is the Balamor. Balamor, Nagel Oivrin, has his Balamor. You can always rely on the Balamor to come up with something original. And the Balamor's grandson, the Ra'o, also always original thinker, never agrees with anybody else. And he had a brother, Rabbeinu Pinchas. He's even more original than both of them put together, more than the Balamor with the Ra'o. Everything they have to say is a kula chiddush. So the Balamor and Eilu Ervim comes up with the following Einfal, which is not accepted with Dina. He says that sometimes tam kika is the rice and sometimes it's the rabbanon. If you make vegetable soup and you pour it in chazashmalz, and when you eat the vegetable soup, you can taste the chazashmalz. It tastes like chazashmalz. So that's tam kika is the rice. But if you made, let's say, an industrial kashrus, they don't just use one flavor. What they do is they use 11 flavors, and every flavor is a composite of 11 flavors. So you have 150 flavors. You always have so many flavors blending it together. So let's say you checked out all 150 flavors that they mixed in together, and one of them was trefe. So when you're going to eat the cookie, you're going to taste the flavor of that trefe flavor. It's not a chance. It's not going to taste like that. That flavor is going to blend in with so many other flavors, it'll have an effect on the whole cookie. Otherwise they wouldn't have mixed it in. What are they mixing? Why do they have every flavor has 15 flavors blended in? Each one gives another mashu of a flavor. So if this flavor wouldn't have been put in, the final cookie would have had a slightly different flavor. But you can taste that tam. That tam blends in with all the other tam to give a different tam now. So the Balamor claims that tam kikir is sometimes the rice or sometimes the rabbanon. If you can taste the chazashmalz in the vegetable soup, that's tam kika deraisa. But if the chazashmalz flavor blends in with the vanilla and with cinnamon and with the vegetables and this and that and the other thing and all the other flavors, and now it has a share in the final flavor, but it doesn't taste like chazashmalz anymore. It tastes like something else. Not that it has you can faintly taste chazashmalz. It blends in with the others. Like sometimes you have two different colors blending to make a totally third color. And ganz in a different color. It's not that you see half this color, half that color. It's a totally different color. So the two flavors blend in together. So the Balamar claims that that's a tam kika, that's lav derais. Yeah, that's not really accepted lalacha. We hold that that is alpipasha. We hold that that is tam kika derais. But there is a concept that Achrayim have come up with that people sometimes confuse with this statement of the Balamar. The Achrayim have a concept that they call zeva zegoyrin. Zeva zegoyrin is a concept that appears in the Mishnayos. It appears in the Gemara. But in the Mishnayos and the Gemara, it's a totally different, it means a different thing. Zeva zegoyrin, what's an example of zeva zegoyrin? The din is that a hamachamez is zeva batel. So let's say you have Seor Shel Truma. Let's say a Kohen, the farmer's master, farmer has 100 bushels of grain, and he sets aside 2 bushels, 2%, he sets aside 2 bushels out of 100 as Truma. He gives it to the Kohen grinds it up, he makes flour, and then he bakes cake and cookies, shucks, he has cake and cookies and bread, whatever, that's Truma Digger bread, fine. So he leaves over whatever is mana gemara, mana tanach for many generations. Whenever you would mix flour with water, you would bake 95% of it, and you leave over a little bit, 5%, 1%. You leave over a little bit of raw dough that you don't bake. What are you doing that for? So the microorganisms should multiply, 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 and they keep on eating up all of the dough, all of the flour, and they have millions and trillions and billions and zillions of microorganisms. Till it eats up all the flour, there's nothing left. No more flour, that was just microorganisms. So that's called Seor. So the Torah says that Seor, even though it's not Roi L'Achilo Sodom, the Torah says that Seor is also L'Achilo and Pesach. Chometz is Oster, and Seor is Oster, this dough. So the Gemara in Beitzah quotes at the Sefta that that's really a Chiddush, that Seor is Oster. If not for the Pesach, you would not have known that. Because even though it started off as chametz, but then because the microorganisms keep on multiplying, it tastes awful. It's certainly not roi l'achilas sodom, and according to the rabbi, it's not even roi l'achilas hakelim. But the Amos wouldn't want to eat this stuff. So strictly speaking, I should have said nifs machilas hakelim. That's stam, by the way, that's a big problem. And kol ha'terkula, the din is that nifs machilas sodom is enough to make macholas al suris kosher. And by chametz, the din requires it has to be nifs machilas hakelim. That's the Gemara M'sochim. So that's a question all the Rishonim work on. The Ran and the Ravid and the Achrayim work a lot on it. Why did the din change by Pesach? Why shouldn't it be the same as Kol HaTarakula? The Gemara has a pasuk. Then in Kol HaTarakula, once it's Nimshim Achilah Sodom, it's Mutah. The pasuk says, what do you do with non-kosher Nevela? So it says, Nechumen, she should give it to a goy, sell it to a goy. Lagera Shevashach, it's Tetan Bachol, or Mochol Anoch, either you give it to a Ger Toshav, who's not Jewish, a Ger Toshav, or you sell it to a Nochim, you sell it to a non-Jew. So the Gemara derives from that pasuk, that only Nevela, Hamri Lager, Kruy Nevela. It's not very Achilah Sodom, then it's Mutav Achilah. So from that pasuk, I derive the Kol HaTarakula, the Roma, Cholos HaSuris, which are Nifsam, the Achilah Sodom, and Mutav Achilah. And by Chometz, the Gemara has a Sadir. We don't know exactly what the Mokker is. That's what the Rishonim break their heads to figure out. What's the Mokker? That it's not sufficient if it's Nifsam Achilah Sodom, it has to be Nifsam Achilah Sakelah. So over here, you have this Iso, you have the dough that they didn't bake at Sa'or, and they let it, and they left it like that for a couple of days, for a couple of weeks, and the microorganisms keep on multiplying, because keep on eating up all of the flour and the water in the dough. And there's no more flour left, there's just microorganisms, and the thing tastes awful. So the rabbi writes, not only is it Nismachilos Adam, he holds that it's Nismachilos Akelavos, and still the Torah says that it's awesome. Are you talking, how can it be that it's awesome? It's Nismachilos Akelav. So the answer is because it's roi l'chametz b'isus acher, since it serves as an ingredient. Midah g'olam is that you save the seor in order to serve as a catalyst when you're going to mix flour with water next time. If you're going to just let it sit and you're going to wait till it's going to rise, it'll take forever. It'll take the olive oil to rise. So you throw in either dry yeast, the packet of the microorganisms, or you throw in this kind of yeast. This kind of yeast that was originally chametz. The packet of dry yeast, that's not chametz. That's just a microorganism that you can keep in the house on Pesach. But this kind of yeast, that you had dough, that the microorganisms kept on multiplying, and they ate up all of the dough, there's nothing left, So that's called Tzor. That's a din of Rabbi Mat, and that's a din that it's also Bachima. And the Torah was Mechadish here that anything that serves as an ingredient, even though as it stems down, it's not Rai Lachilas Adam, it's not Rai Lachilas HaKelev. But since it's Rai Lachamiz Ba'isas HaKheris, since the minhag Olam is that people use this as an ingredient to mix into other foods, so the halacha says that it retains the Shem Michael on it. Let's say you have Trefa Crisco. There's Kosher Crisco and there's Trefa Crisco. The Trefa Crisco, a lot of times this stuff, these kind of things, it looks like wax. And it tastes like wax. If you give it to anyone to eat, no one in his right mind would want to eat. Even kids wouldn't want to eat this stuff. It's absolutely tasteless. Doesn't taste like anything. So why should it be also if it's not Rai Lachilas Sodom? The answer is no, but they're making millions of dollars on this. That's an ingredient in a food product. So whatever is an ingredient in a food product, whatever can serve as an ingredient. The minhag Olam is that it serves as an ingredient. So we learn that from the Pasuk of Seor, to call it Torah Kula. It's not an isolated Zeres HaKosev only by Seor of Chometz. That's what Rav Chaim Oizer writes in his Chulis in the Achiezer, in the regular standard edition of Achiezer. He says, apparently the Tanoim understood that pasuk by Sor is not an isolated din only Mishum Chum and the Chometz. It applies to Kol HaTorah Kula, because the Mishnah talk about Sor Shel Truma. Shenof Lorotecho Yisa, Yesh Bakadeh LaHachmetz, that it asks. Why does it ask? If Sor is not Rai Lachilas Sodom, it's not Rai Lachilas HaKela, why does it ask? So the answer is given by the Gemara in Beitza, because Roy Lachamid's Ba'isis Acheris, since it serves, the minhag Olam is that it serves as an ingredient to mix into a food product, so that retains the Shem Eichel on it. So the Tanaim understood that from that pasuk of Seor by Chomet, we derive the Kol HaTorah Kula, that Crisco is also trade, whatever serves as an ingredient in a food product, retains the Shem Eichel on it. So the Mishnah discusses the following case. If you had Sor Shel Truma Shenachla L'Techa Yisa, and the Yisa was Chulin, the Yisa was not Truma. But then this Sor Shel Truma caused it to rise, and then I made a bread out of it, I made a cake or cookies out of it or whatever. So then the Mishnah says that it asks the whole thing. Even though you have Shishim against it, that's halacha that Hamachameis, since the Seor was caused the chimut, it caused the process of rising of the dough, so that's the Mishnah that HaMechamet is not bottled the shish. So the Mishnah has a machlokes HaTanoim, a whole discussion, what if I had Seor Shel Chulin and Seor Shel Truma, both mixed into the Isa, the Yesh Bezek De LaHachmas, the Yesh Bezek De LaHachmas, they put in two bars of yeast. One bar of yeast would have been enough to cause it to rise, and now it rose in half the time. And the bar of Truma would have been enough to make it rise, and the bar of Chulam would have also been enough to make it rise. So that's a machlekes HaTanaim of Zevizegor. So that's a machlekes where the Tzosar are mutam, we pass from Zevizegor is mutam, and call it our Chulam, Zevizegor is mutam. Machlekes, what about Chomets with Pesach? But the Zevizegor Machomets is mutam Rerasa, because there's a famous Taz, as a Chumra, that maybe Zevizegor, he dug up a ran in the end of our Yedidah, that Zevizegor is mutam, is a that's similar to Bittul Beroid. So since there's a Chumrah that Chomet B'Pesach is B'Mashu, so just like there's no Kula of Bittul Beroid, maybe there's no Kula of Zevizegar Midim on Pesach. So that's a famous Chumrah that the Taz came up with. But Mikra Adin, the Allah is that Zevizegar is Mutar and Kotar Kula, leaving out that Taz. So the original case of Zevizegorim is by Mechameitz, where you have Seor Shel Chulin and Seor Shel Truma, Yesh Bezek De LaHachmetz, Yesh Bezek De LaHachmetz, when it's Tarfa Yachad B'chim to Isa Yisa. So that's a machlok, and we pass from Zevizegorim as Mutar. Here, the Akronim came up with an expression of Zevizegorim, but it's not at all the same as that case. It has nothing to do with Mechametz. Let's say there's a non-kosher flavor that I poured into the soup, raised vanilla, I don't know. There's kosher vanilla, there's non-kosher vanilla. I don't think he poured vanilla into soup. So let's make believe. You pour vanilla into cookies. Okay. So let's say if I would have poured in a little bit of the trace of vanilla, it wouldn't be enough to give a flavor and the whole thing. You wouldn't be able to discern the flavor. So you have to pour in a whole soup spoon of vanilla in order to be nice and tan. So half of the soup spoon was kosher vanilla, half of the soup spoon is trace of vanilla. So the Achrenim have a lashon that this is called Zevizegorim, and since Zevizegorim is mutter, so this is mutter. So the later Achrenim explained that when they use the lashon Zevizegorim, that it's just a melitza, has nothing at all to do with the principle, with the machlekes HaTanaim of Zevizegorim. What they simply meant to say was that it's ain't a nice and tam. If the Easter alone would not succeed in giving a Sinas tam, it would have been bottled the shishin. If not for the fact that you had kosher vanilla with the treif of vanilla together, so the treif of vanilla wouldn't succeed in giving nesina stam. So it's not called nesina stam kosher. It's not called nesina stam. Some have misunderstood that to mean that whenever you have a product, a food product, and it has, let's say, 15 different flavors in it, and every flavor comes from a different flavor house, from a different company, and every company mixes in 15 flavors into that flavor, 15 ingredients into that flavor. Each one has a different flavor for a different tachlis. So since the sum total of the whole flavor and the michel and the end product is based on 150 different flavors, so that's called zeder zegerim. That's not really true. That's not called zeder zegerim. Zeder zegerim. Zeder zegerim only means it wouldn't succeed in giving any tam. There wouldn't be any nesinas tam at all if not for the fact that you had time in mafeta. But let's say if you would have had the tam of the yisra alone, it would have succeeded in giving nesinas tam. But it would have tasted too sharp. So that's why they mixed in another thing that it should taste a little differently. So it distorts the original flavor. So distorting the original flavor, that's the balamor. That's the balamor in Eilu Erbim, where the balamor has his chiddush, that if you can discern the original tam, but it's a little diluted, so that's tam kika deraisa. But if the original tam is distorted because there's a steer between various tamim, and all the flavors blend in together to cause a distorted tam, a third tam, so that's what he holds is tam kika derabanan, and we don't hold like that balamor's kula, we hold that that's tam kika deraisa. If our emphasis is a steer between sugis by coming up with this einfach, and we hold against the balamor, the Pimigodim writes in the Psicha Tilchas Pesach, they hold that that's even tam kika deraisa. If you have various flavors blending together to give you a totally different flavor that's not the same as any of the 150 flavors that you started with, has a totally different flavor. We hold that that's tam kika deraisa. The only thing that's called zedegram is a different word. If from 150 flavors, there's only one that's straight. And that, if I would have only mixed in the one trace of flavor without the other 149, I wouldn't have tasted anything. It would have been bottled. It wouldn't have had an effect on the thing at all. You wouldn't be able to discern any change, any shinui in tam at all. And the only reason why the food has any flavor of anything is because this flavor blended in with another 149. So that's called zeder zegerim. That's what Achrayim coined the term zeder zegerim. He said, the yisur is ain't a nice in tam. If not for the heter, the yisur wouldn't have been nice in tam at all. So that's called, that's bottled, right? That's not called tam kikir. Tam kikir is if the yisur on its own two legs can succeed in giving an asinus tam. But if it blends in with others, and now it gives a distorted tam, a tam that's not the same as any one of the 150, a different tam, so that's tam kikir. According to the Balamor, it's tam kikir, the rabbi. According to the other Rishon, that's tam kikir, the rice. Sometimes you have in the food industry, they have, Rav Chaim Oizer has a chill about this, which didn't make it into the Achiesa, but it's printed in the later Torah journals, they have this chill. Sometimes they have a thing that's called a flavor enhancer. They have a little thing that gives a tam, but it's not powerful enough to give tam into such a, sometimes they have a vat so big as the whole room over here that's full of a product. So they have a little bit of tam, that's not enough to give nesina stam such a big thing. So they mix in another ingredient, which is a flavor enhancer. It gives kayak to the first flavor to succeed in giving nesina stam to the whole pot. So in the end of the day, it's not that this with this gave tam. No, that has a different tam. You don't taste the tam of the other thing at all. The tam that you taste in the whole pot is the tam of the original flavor. So Rav Chaim Oizer quotes the Minchas Baruch, another poskin, and he paskins halacha like this, that doesn't have the kula of zeder zegerim. Because at the end of the day, that flavor enhancer accomplished that this should be nice and tam in the whole pot. Not that this with this together accomplished in the sinus tam. If you need A and B together to give a tam, so that's, and A alone would not succeed in giving the sinus tam, then we call it zeder zegerim. We say that it's ain't a nice and tam. But if B just enhances A, B gives the kayach to A, that A should give its projected tam. And the end of the day, the food product has the tam of A. It doesn't have the tam of B. Let's say B doesn't even have a tam, it has a totally different tam. And B gives the kayach to A, that it should be able to give tam. So when you have a flavor enhancer, it's considered a sinus tam from the A. So then he holds that is called tam tika, that would ask. It's not called the case of zeder zegerim. When we have this klal of tam kika, which we pass in tam kika is deraisa, So the Gemara has an exception to the rule that if you have an Issa which is mixed into Heter, and it's nice and tam, but it's a nice and tam of gam, Michael tasted better without mixing in this. Sure, you can taste the flavor of it. Say they poured in a little beer into the vegetable soup. The vegetable soup tasted very good before. Still tastes good now, but it tasted better without the beer poured in it. Whatever it is that the Michael was that, for, that fell into it. You can clearly taste the tam of the a mouse fell in, let's say. You can clearly taste the flavor of the flesh of the mouse. But the vegetable soup tasted much better without the mouse than with the mouse. So the Gemara says that that's called nois and tam l'gam, and that's a machlekes hatanaim, Shimon and the Rabbanan. We pass them that nois and tam l'gam is mutter, even though there isn't a sinus tam. We pass them nois and tam l'gam is mutter. So here in Yerideya, the Gemara says learned that from a pasuk. There's a question exactly how they learned it out. The Gemara learned that two units from the same pasuk. The Gemara learns out, "Lagera Hashem Shach." It's not about Chol or Machal or Nachri. The Gemara says, "Nevela Haruya Lager Kruin Nevela." Nevela Sheni Ruya Lager Ain Kruin Nevela. So from that pasuk, the Gemara learns out two things that are so totally unrelated to each other. One din is that by all Macholos Asuris except for Chomis B'Tesa, by all Macholos Asuris, once it reaches the point of Nifsa Achilas Adam, then it becomes Mutta Achila. From that same pasuk, you learn out the din that Nosin Tamla Gam is Mutta. How do you see Nosin Tamla Gam is Mutta? But the food is still Roy Lachila Sodom. How do you see Nosin Tamla Gam is Mutta? So that's a big discussion in Yeruday. Both the Rishonim discuss it. How did the Gemara check him on the end of Avodah Zarah, Rav Daf Samach Zayin? How did the Gemara learn out two totally unrelated din from the same pasuk? That's there's all the Machlokes there, the Ran and the Rashbam. So the Taz has a discussion about the Siman of Nosin Tamla Gam. He quotes the Rishonim, how did you learn out two different din? But there is a din of Nosin Tamla Gam. So here in the second Chelik in Yeridaya, they start discussing the dinam of Stam Yenam. There is a din that Yai Nesach is, we assume, is awesome in our Torah. Stam Yenam is awesome in the Rabbanu. Yai Nesach means if the Nochri or Jew poured the wine in front of an Avodah Zarah, so Mamish becomes also Bano. And Stam Yenam means wine that was manufactured by a non-Jew. I don't even know if the non-Jew touched it. It could be that he doesn't, it could be it's untouched by human hands. They throw in the grapes in the machine, and the machine runs from the beginning to the end, and that is bottle everything automatically. It could be the non-Jew never even handled it. But nonetheless, that's the halacha. That you don't say Safik Derabbanan. If, let's say if you have wine that was handled by a non-Jew, that's also Derabbanan because of the hashash of Nisos. So here it is a Safik, if the non-Jew even handled it, so I should have said Sveika Derabbanan Lekulam. So the din is you don't apply Sveika Derabbanan Lekulam. Whenever there's a Safik, the halacha says that that's called Stam Yenam. The wine was manufactured by an Andrew Manapsha, whether he handled it or not. That's all included in the prohibition that Stam Yenam is off. Unless we know Bavadai that he didn't handle it. You know Bavadai, then we assume that it's Mutter. So the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, in the end of Avodah Zarah, speaks about Yayin Nesach, that it asks the Mashal. It's a Yayin Nesach gets mixed in with the wine of Heter. So Yai Nesach Hasis B'Mashul. Tosis himself in quotes in the Tshuva Sagrayim that that's only when you're dealing with real Yai Nesach Shinas Nasach Lefnei Avodah Zarah. But if you're talking about the kind of Stam Yenam that we have in Manah Zed, the Rav Goyim are still Menasach Yai L'Avodah Zarah. The Rav Goyim in New York City, whom we see walking around in the streets, are still Menasach Yai L'Avodah Zarah. And their wine that they pour is Tako Sabanot, right? Tosim Menachar Banot. The regular Stam Yenam that you talk about, so Tosis quotes from the Tshuva Sagrayim that's bottom sheet. So that's the assumption that we have in Manah Zeh. It's very strange of the Kiveg around the side of the Gemara, the Gilyan Hashas, and that Tosis himself in the Flamet says he doesn't understand how can Tosis say that the Stam Yenam is bottom sheet and isn't it against the Mishnah? So then he says, wait a minute, Kiveg forgot what it said in the other day. The other day it says like that. The Stam Yenam is Manah Zeh, bottom sheet. Everybody knows that. So now in the Yeridaya, there is a machlokes, the Ran in the end of Avodah Zarah, the Ran in the Rif, in the end of Masechus Avodah Zarah, quotes a machlokes of Rishonim. What would be the din if you would have Stam Yain and we get mixed into water? Does the halacha require Shishim? Or perhaps I should say that Shisha is enough. Where does that come from, that Shisha is enough? So that's a din by Bar Pi Agrafim. It's a din that if you make Yain Mazut, if you mix wine with water, so you still recite Bar Pi Agrafen on it. But if you have 100 units of water and 1 unit of wine, so that's it gives a little mashahu of a flavor. into the punch, but it's so insignificant. And then you know, I want to say Barkei Gafen. So what's the shear? So in Mana Gemara, when the Yemas used to be Hazakim, so then the shear was 6-1. So if you had 5-1, if you had 5 units of water to 1 unit of wine, then it would be Barkei Gafen. But if you have 6-1, then it's no longer Barkei Gafen. In Hilchos Barkei Gafen, Hilchos in Arachaim, Hilchos Birchos Hanen, and so it says in the Shulchan Aruch that Yenis Shalona are not so Chazokim. So we're not sure what the shear is. It probably should not be the same shear that it used to be in the Zman HaGemara, because the wines are not so strong. So the Zman lose its status of Barkei Gafen, even if you mix in less water than the Zman HaGemara. But we're not sure what the shear is. Okay. So when you get to Barkei Gafen, we'll go to Chumrah. We're not going to continue to say Barkei Gafen, but you can't use it, let's say, for arbitrisis. A guy can't take such strong wine. He says he's going to pour in 3 units of water to every 1 unit of wine. So we wouldn't permit that. We're not so sure that maybe even putting in 3 units of water is too much water. Maybe it's already too diluted and it loses the status of Barkei Gafen. You can't use water for arbikos, so it's considered water then. So we wouldn't allow that. But over here, the Chumre, in the other direction, it says in the Yeridaya that the Ran in the end of Avodah Zarah, but this machlokes in some Rishonim say if you have stam yanim that falls into water, you need shishim, like in Kala Tarakula. All these terms, you need shishim, that it should be in and there's some tam. So over here, if you have stam yanim falls into water, you need shishim also. And you don't say that it's b'mashu, fine. And in Shulchan Aruch, we have adopted the opinion of the other Rishonim, that since if you would mix the wine into water and you would have shisha, you would have 6 units of water against the 1 unit of wine, you wouldn't say Barkei Gafen. Why is that? Because it's such an insignificant flavor that's no longer considered tam yayin. It's only kiyu of the yama, it's only a slight tam. So we assume either, so we assume that it's bottle. We assume that this tam yayin that falls into water, 6 units of water against the 1 unit of trace of wine, will be bottle, either because we consider it a nesin tam of gam. That's what some Rishonim say. And other Rishonim say, nah, not really a nesin tam of gam. What the water tasted better without this little bit of wine. Not necessarily Nesim Tamlagam, but they call it Kiyu Abiyama. Kiyu Abiyama means it's too insignificant to be considered in Sinas Tam. You have to have Tam Kika has to have, taste like something. So such a faint flavor of Tam Ayayin, so that's not considered sufficient to be called Tam Kika. So that's the Psak Halacha, that's accepted Ladina, that if you have Stam Yenim got mixed into water, we pass them as bottle of shisha. Really, could be that it would be bottle of hamisha. Could be that it's bottle of abba. Could be bottle of shloisha. But we're not sure. In Hilchos Birchos Hanen, we're not sure. Bizman Azor Yenish Alon, I'm not so chazokim. So we're not sure what the shear is. But if you have shisha, if you have 6-1, then for sure, that says in the Gemara. If you have 6 units of water against 1 unit of wine, then for sure it's not Barkei Gafen anymore. That is Bizman Gemara that was so. So over here in Yeridaya, they say you got to have the shear of shisha to play it safe so you know for sure that that's so. What if the Stam Yenim didn't get mixed into water? What if it got mixed into orange juice, which had a blend of grapefruit juice, which had a blend of pineapple juice, a whole bunch of other juices, a punch, and you have a little bit of wine poured in also? So the wine is less than 1-6. The wine is 6-1 against it, but it's not bottled in water. So that's a machloikis and then I say kelim on the Shulchan Aruch between the Shach and the Taz. This halacha that wine loses its bracha if you make a mezigin more than 6-1. So it loses the bracha Barkei Gafen and therefore it's bottle b'shisha over here because it's kiyu of the yam and there's a time of gam. Does that only apply if the wine falls into water? Or even if it falls into shar mashkin? So that's a machloikis. And Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, famous tshuva, where he writes that he thinks the halacha, the din is that it's bottle b'shisha even in Shah Mashkin as well. It's not only true regarding water, it's true regarding Shah Mashkin as well. What if the wine fell into a souk? What if the wine, and it didn't, it wasn't diced in Tamil of Gam, as a spunk now. Some people enjoy it, it tastes a little better. So then the din is that you have to have shishim, or let's say they made a kugel and they put in a little bit of wine, and it gives it a little bit of a tam, and it's not, it is diced in Tamil of Gam, so the din is that it's bottle. But it's any diced in Tamil of Gam. So then the din is that you need shisha. The halacha that says in the mechaber and the shach like that in the beginning of the second chelik yeridaya. This special din that wine, treif of wine, stam yenim, as much as that becomes bottled, the shisha is only when it falls into a beverage. when it falls into water, or Moshe is makel even when it falls into shamashkin, into orange juice, into punch, or the other mashkin beer. But if it's falling into an oichel, then the whole thing doesn't apply. I think it would also be bottled with shisha. I think it's the same thing. If it falls into water, if it falls into shamashkin, then it would be the same, because the reasoning is the same. Either it's kiyo biyama or it's not in tamlagam. It's not only a kula by samyena. There are certain kulas by samyena that don't apply to shari sulim. But I think this is not a kula of samyena. It's just a chesed that since the broche of boy piagofen is lost, so we assume that it's only nosin tamlagam or it's kiyo biyama. So it would apply, I think so. I think it would apply to shari sulim as well. So the question sometimes comes up, often comes up, all the time, in industrial kashas. Let's say you have, there are different kinds of vinegar. So vinegar sometimes started off as wine, and then it was made into vinegar, turned into vinegar. So if you would have vinegar, let's say, that originated as wine, so you also say that the vinegar is bottled to shisha? So it's not going to be more chomer than the wine that it came from? That's what some rabbis said. The vinegar is bottled to shisha. How can it be more chomer? How can the derivative of the wine be more chomer than the wine? If the wine itself is bottled to shisha, so the vinegar is also bottled to shisha. But he's saying, no. What my shmita eitzel ha-sinai? If the vinegar is nice and tam of gam, it'll be mutter. But let's say if it's not nice and tam of gam, there's a whole process, the way they mix things together in factories in order to produce food. So that's not called nosin tamlagam. That's the beginning of the preparation. It's not an accident. They pour in the vinegar on purpose. And it's going to lead up to a whole, even if it's lagam, it's the chilos lagam, it's off of the shvach. That's the way they produce the food. That's the way they manufacture the food. How can you call that nosin tamlagam? So the pashtus is that this kula only applies by yayin. The whole idea is that the yayin that's mixed into water loses the bracha of bar piagofen. Let's say it's trefa wine got mixed in with kosher wine. Then for sure you need shisha. Nobody says that it's enough of shisha. It's only wine got mixed into water, or wine got mixed into other beverages. Wine got mixed into wine. So wine and wine, is shisha? There's no machlekes. Like wine into eichlem. Also there are machlekes. So wine into soup. Also no machlekes. Well, let's say you'll have... wine gets mixed into scotch, wine gets mixed into whiskeys. So sometimes they have blended whiskeys, the different kinds of blended whiskeys. So some blended whiskeys, they blend together trefa wine with a whiskey. So is that considered wine mixed into an oichel or wine mixed into a mashkin? What's whiskey? Whiskey is an oichel or whiskey is a mashkin? It's liquid, yeah. Is that the definition of a eichel versus a mashke? Is a liquid versus a solid? Or perhaps the definition of a mashke is a beverage, as opposed to an eichel, which is a food. But the food can be liquid or solid. It's possible for a food to be liquid or solid. It's not halacha that all liquids are considered mashke. It's not halacha that wine. That's a thesis in the end of Masechet Shabbos, and many Maamarim comes like that. Thesis in the end of Shabbos is commenting on a sugya increases. The Mishnah increases talks about a mother nursing her baby. The Gemara talks about the fact that the mother is tmeya. For some reason or another, mother went to a funeral, she was in tum and mace. So the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah talks about the milk coming out of the mother's body that the baby's going to eat. So the milk is mekabel tumah. When the baby eats the milk, that's tumah, so the baby becomes tumah midrabbanan. That's a din of tumah sagviya. That if a person eats ochum tumayim, ashasam ashkum tumayim, so they made a tumah midrabbanan, tumah sagviya, tumah saguf, that the body becomes tumah because the person eats ochum tumayim, ashasam ashkum tumayim. So the Mishnah talks about the fact that the mother is nursing her baby, and the baby is drinking the milk, and the milk was mekabel tumah from the mother. So the baby becomes tumah midrabbanan. So the Gemara asks, how did the milk become tamei? In order for oichum to be mekabel tumah, you have to have hechsher mashkin. The oichum has to be rinsed off with one of the zayin mashkin. So where was there any one of the zayin mashkin to rinse off the milk, that the milk should be mekabel tumah from the mother's body, b'mago? So the Gemara has a whole discussion on this kash. So Tosfos asks, what in the world are they talking about? Chol avisha is a mashkin. Mashkin don't need hechsher oichum, only oichum need hechsher oichum. The Gemara has a lashon in Pesachim that mashke malulim lekabel tumah, mashke mamor prone to kabbalah tumah than ochlim are. In that, ochlim have to be rinsed off at bottom of the line, mashke in advance, and mashke mamor kabbalah tumah without having any hechsher in advance. Mashke mamor kabbalah tumah without some milk. Kol avisha is a mashke. So it's a milk is a mashke. So what does the Gemara have? What does the Gemara stain on the head increases to figure out how is the milk hechsher lekabbalah tumah? What does it mean hechsher lekabbalah tumah? It's a mashke. So Taisa says, just because the milk is in a liquid form doesn't automatically cause that it should be considered a mashke. When you have milk in the, on the table, a bottle of milk on the table that people are going to drink, that's considered a mashke, because we drink it as a beverage. But by the baby, when the mother nurses the baby, that's called machola shalatina. That's all the baby eats all day long, is the milk from the mother's body. So since it's not taken as a beverage, it's taken as the whole daily nutrition for the baby. The chalav ha'ein that she nurses the baby has the status of a machol. That's not considered a mashke. So Tosfos writes the Feirush that the chalav isha, even though it's a liquid, but since it's made for the tinuk, that the tinuk should drink it, and it's called machol shel tinuk, has the status of a machol. It's not considered a mashke. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Chai Yodam, that how much soup do you have to drink in order to say bar nefesh? You have to drink a kashir. How much is the shir? So the shir by yochlim is kazais, and the shir by mashkim is revius. So what should the shir be by soup? So let's say it's not a thick soup with a lot of particles in it. It's a vegetable soup, but they strained out all the vegetables. Very, very clear soup, watery soup. So how much soup do you have to drink? So lo and behold, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of Chayyadam, kazais, and that's the psak, kazais. So Moshe has a whole shiva. Why should it be kazai? So Moshe explains why. He's not happy with it, but he explains why based on the Gemara. That the soup is not considered a beverage. The soup is considered a michael. People don't drink soup when they're thirsty. Unless they don't have anything else to drink, so they have no brain. But if they're thirsty and they have a choice, there's water, there's coffee, there's tea, there's milk, there's soda, and there's soup. So no one in his right mind is going to choose to drink the soup, unless they're hungry also. They're hungry and thirsty. But when you're hungry, you have soup. Soup is a michael. In a liquid form, just because it's a liquid doesn't cause that it should be considered a mashkin. And there are many other marmikans like that, but the difference between echlam and mashkin on the level of the raisa as well as on the level of the rabbana, the difference between echlam and mashkin doesn't really depend on liquid versus solid, but rather depends on food versus beverage. That's how Pipashtos, the Kozhik Lover Goyen, was killed by the Nazis in the Second World War. So he has an essay. This did not appear in his sefer. He published the sefer while he was alive. This didn't appear in his sefer. This was printed after he was killed in America. They had a manuscript. So he wrote a tshuva where he quotes from the Kamarna. It was a chassidish rebbe. The Kozhik Lover was not a chassidish rebbe. He was a chassidish person. He was Rosh Yeshiva in Lublina Yeshiva. His village, Kozhik Lover, was destroyed in the First World War. So he was no longer Kozhik Lover at all. And then after the First World War, when he lost his rabbanah, so Rav Meir Shapiro founded the Lublina Yeshiva, so he invited him to be the Rosh Yeshiva. There are many people today, alive today, who learned in Lublina Yeshiva, who remember him, that they learned by the Kozhik Lover. So he quotes in his tshuva, he's talking about the chassidish practice to make kiddush on a glass of schnapps on Shabbos morning. So he quotes in his tshuva, there's a pirush on Mishnayos by the Kamarna. He was a real chassidish rebbe. He has all kinds of original insights on Mishnayos. On Mishnayos Taras, he writes in one place that schnapps is considered an eichel. Why is schnapps considered an eichel? So there are various explanations why. But one of the explanations is, even people who enjoy drinking schnapps a lot, let's say even in Russia where they drink a lot of vodka, they don't drink schnapps as a beverage. They don't drink it when they're thirsty. It's not like tea or coffee or soda or water or something like that. They drink it like soup. They drink it like soup. So the pashtus is that the schnapps is an eichel. Schnapps is not considered a mashke. That's why they quote in the name of Rav Chaim Balozhiner that he doesn't understand how the chassidim make kiddush over Shabbos on Shabbos morning. What is it? Chamar Medina. He says it's like making kiddush over a bowl of soup. That's not Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina, step number one, it has to be a beverage. And then step number two, it has to be a fancy beverage that you have been mechabed a guest with it. So if you don't have wine, yain is not matzah. Yain is too expensive. Yain is simply not available. So best is you have to make kiddush over wine. And if you don't have wine to make kiddush on Shabbos morning, then when makele you can make kiddush over chamar medina. The chamar medina doesn't mean a soup. It has to be a beverage, which is a bekabedik beverage. Rav Chaim Balozhiner says that just like soup is not a beverage, it's a michael. So too schnapps he considers a michael. So the Kamarna also writes like that. The Kosher Glove Epis quotes the Kamarna. He's not talking about making Kiddush. The Kamarna is talking about something else, whether it's an Ochel or a Mashke for Kabbalah's doing purposes. So the Kosher Glove says, Kosher Glove was bothered with the problem. Other Chassidish and Rabbanim have tshuvas about that. How come when the Chassidim make Kiddush over a cup of schnapps, they don't have a revius? They have less than a revius. So he explains, no, you don't need a revius because it's a Michael. Since it's a Michael, the Shiva is Kazayas. And how much is a Kazayas? So Kazayas and Machlek is what, a third of a Beitz, a half of a Beitz, a Machlek is a Rishonim. So he said, Kiddush on Shabbos morning is only the Rabbanim. They have a right to be Michael. So a third of a Beitz is enough. So a little schnapps glass certainly has more schnapps in it than a third of a beitza, so therefore it's good. So others, and who says that the schnapps is a meichel? So he quotes this Chassidish Kamarnas Pirish Amishnayim. So others taina, once you've already come to that realization that the schnapps is a meichel, the Abchaim Balojano is right. Then how can you make Kiddush over a meichel? Meichel is not called Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina, step number one, has to be that it should be a beverage. And then it has to be a chashev beverage, not a glass of water. A glass of water is not chamar medina. It has to be a chashev beverage that you mechabit people with, that they would drink it even if they're not thirsty. If it's a mashke, people only drink when they're thirsty, then it doesn't have chashivas. That's what Moshe writes. It has to be a mashke that people would drink, even without having any chashivas. So here is a discussion that Moshe Feinstein has, but again to the blended whiskey. So sometimes they blend, outright they'll blend wines into whiskeys. Brandy is outright wine. Brandy is wine that was distilled and converted into liquor. So that's mamish stamyenum. If you take stamyenum and it's going to have alcohol in it and you cook it, so if you only cook it to a certain degree, I think it's 50 degrees centigrade if I'm not mistaken, so that's the evaporation point of alcohol. So the wine will remain behind and the alcohol will evaporate. So, and then they'll catch that alcohol that evaporates and they'll make it into, they'll revert it back to a liquid state. So that's called brandy. So brandy is mamish tamyena that was converted into schnapps. So Rav Chaim Moshe writes in his tshuva that there were places in Europe that were religious Jews in Europe used to drink regular brandy without a hechsher at all. Hi, how you talking? What do they do that for? So, mamish trace. What's that hefter based on? We don't do that. Brandy we assume is mamish stamyeh. You're not allowed to drink brandy. It's regular stamyeh. So what was that hefter based on? So he says that was probably based on the tshuva of the Mishkanes Yankin. Mishkanes Yankin has a tshuva where he says that if you have a non-kosher liquid and you evaporate it and it's in a state of gas, when it's in a state of gas, you can't have an isa macholas asuras on gas. What you have to speak about their gas? Every year before Pesach, they make a whole tumult about this, that a lot of the sodas have the carbonation that's instilled into the soda, comes from breweries where they make beer, chametz diga beer, and when the beer is brewing, so then the gas that rises is the gas, the carbon dioxide, whatever, that's what they put into the that's what they put into the soda. So the question is, the gas that comes up is chametzik? Is such a thing as chametzik a gas, or is that a joke? How can you have an isa chametz? How can you have macholos asuras and gas? The pashtus is there is an isa macholos asuras and a michael and a mashke. How can you have an isa and gas? So the only shaila is, but now they put the gas into liquid, and now you're drinking it. Really? But it's now in the form. It's still in the form of gas. It's in the form of bubbles. So is that called achila macholos asuras? That's the question. But here, that's there's room to be made of it. But here is the following shaila. You started off with stam yenam, and then they only heat it till 50 degrees centigrade, so the alcohol will evaporate and the rest of the wine will remain behind. And then they'll reconstitute this alcohol and they'll convert it back to liquid. And that's called brandy. So when it was in the state of gas, when it was in the state of evaporation, it couldn't retain the nisa macholos asuras. So the Acharonim have a melitza zeya bialma. The expression zeya bialma appears in the Gemara, but the Gemara has a totally different meaning. Mar speaks about squeezing out juice from oranges and apples and other pears other than Zeishim Andam. So whatever you squeeze out is called Zeh B'yam. Okay, Mar has a whole discussion of Stoch Machlok. What's the status of Mashma Yaitzin from all other pears? Machlok is Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua and the Mishnayis and Shuma. So we pass in the Zeh B'yam. But here the Acharonim coined the term Zeh B'yam. When you make this kind of schnapps and evaporates, So when it's in state of gear, it can't be tain anisa macholas asuras. So the shaila is, but then when they convert it back and they make it back into liquids, does it become back macholas asuras? And you say, no. How can it become yesh meyayin? Since it was in the interim period of time, in the intermediate stage, it was in the state of gears. At that time it was kosher. So how can it become treif when it reverts back to become a mashkes? So the Mishkanes Yankiv quotes Rivash. He has a whole tshuva. He wants to say that it's mutter. So Rav Chaim Moshe writes that the minhag in many places used to be in Europe. Many religious Jews who would otherwise be medaktik mitzvahs used to drink regular brandy, even though it's mamash stam yena. They were like the Mishkanes Yankiv. They weren't make them all away, because then they would drink schnapps on Pesach also. That's how you make schnapps on Pesach also. You mix, let's say, grain with water, and it turns into chametz, and then you let it sit, and then you evaporate it, and then you, when you distill it, so when you evaporate it, when you heat it, and it's in a state of yes, it's going to be mutter. Then you make it into a liquid state again. So if you're going to say like this svarav, zeh biyama, so all schnapps should be mutter b'pesach. In fact, some Achrayim say like that, when you get to Chomitsha over all of HaFesach, the Chubis and Achrayim like that. The schnapps that was distilled like this, that was evaporated, and then they made it back into liquid. So true, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to drink the schnapps on Pesach, and you shouldn't have it around the house while you are by Motzei. But if someone had it around the house, you can't really say that it becomes Chomitsha over HaFesach, because there was room to be Mekel, because there are days and Achrayim that this would be considered Zeh B'Yama. But we never heard that anybody eats the no one drinks the schnapps on Pesach. So how come they make a lot of their brandy and they're not make a lot of their schnapps on Pesach? So the answer is, that's Rav Chaim Moshe writes, apparently the minig in some places used to be machmer on their ices and to be make a lot of their rabbonis. And your only concern about Stam Yenim was only awesome rabbonis, so then they relied on the tshuva of the Mishkanes Yankov about Zeh B'Yama. But when they're dealing with Issa Chomitz B'Pesach, which is Achshash Issa Deraisa, so they didn't want to rely on this Mishkanes Yankov. But the mice that we don't rely on this at all. Many today's that nobody drinks. Anybody knows, nobody drinks brandy or cognac. Cognac is also regular wine. You should really say Bar Piagafen on cognac and on brandy, because it's Rav Pesach Frank has a sugar like that. It's a shtani lemal yuzo. It tastes even better. It could cost more money when they make it into cognac. So it should retain the bracha Bar Piagafen on its regular wine. So the Maisa, we don't, people don't follow this cool anymore with the Zeh B'Yama. But the Shaila is not about drinking brandy or cognac, which is outright Samyena, that was simply converted into liquor. What if you have a blended whiskey, a blended scotch? So if they blended wine with schnapps, so then Rav Moshe in his series of tshuvas assumes that the schnapps is considered a mashke, shah mashkin. And just like if wine is mixed into water, we pass them that as bottled b'shishi, you don't need shishim. So too, if wine is mixed into orange juice with grapefruit juice, with pear juice and apple juice and so on, into a punch, it's also bottled b'shisha, you don't need shishim. And he assumes that the same would be true regarding wine that's blended into schnapps. That's like a wine that's blended into a mashke. So that's the question, is that takaso, that schnapps is considered a mashke? And it has this kula. B'chor schnapps is like a soup. Schnapps is a panoichel. That was Rav Chaim Volozhin who said. That's what the Kashuk lover said. He said the schnapps is a maichel. That's why the shiva is gezeis. So if it's a maichel, so isn't the rule if schnapps fell into soup that you have to have shishin? That's what it says in Shulchan. The mechaberah is like that. The shachko is like that. Schnapps, stam yenim, that falls into all oichelim, needs shishin. And stam yenim falls into wine, also needs shishin. The only kula is stam yenim that falls into water or shar mashkin, since it would lose the bracha bar piagofen. So that shows that it's kiyur b'yalmo, or it's a nesen tamal of gam. So there we would say that it's bottled b'shisha. It's only a special thing of stam yenim that fell into mashkin, but stam yenim that was mixed into liquors, into schnapps and whiskeys. The pashtus says that that should be Pashtus Lachar is that should be considered a Michael, not a Mashkin. That's the question. Then there was another issue with Ramosha's Kula, that the whole reason why wine that falls into Mashke is Bottle B'Shisha, It's because we assume that it's nice in time of Gamma, we assume that it's Kiyo B'Yalma, so there's no prohibition of time Kiyika. It's insignificant, yeah. So sometimes they make schnapps, they age the schnapps in sherry caskets, in barrels that had wine in them before. So when you're aging the schnapps in such a barrel, for sure you have shisha. For sure you have shisha against it. So Moshe assumed that the bottle of shisha, the wine is bottled shisha and the schnapps, and he says, over here it's Kiyo B'Yalma. Yeah, but people found it hard to believe. How can you say that this is only Kiyo B'Yalma? It doesn't count. So what do they do it for? So why do they stand on their head to age the schnapps and the sherry caskets if it's going to be Kiyo B'Yalma? They're very mocked about this. And sometimes they'll throw out tens of thousands of dollars worth of schnapps because they're not happy about the way the flavor came out. What is it not to be happy if the thing is only a nice and time of gamma or Kiyo B'Yalma if it's but the b'shisha? So what's the whole concern all about? That was the taina that many had against Rav Moshe. So people called up the liquor factory in Ireland and they asked a guy from Yerushalayim called up, I think 2 years ago. I had a conference phone call, so I was in New York and he was in Yerushalayim, and he was talking to this woman in the factory. So he was asking the woman, Hakira, why do they age the wine in the sherry caskets? Is it because they want the flavor of the sherry to go into why do they age the liquors? Is it because they want the flavor of the sherry to go in, the wine to go into the liquor, or is it because they want the flavor of the wood of the barrels to go in? So she said in her Irish English, I can't believe that they want the flavor of the wood. That sounds a little ridiculous. They want the flavor of the sherry, but I don't know. She's just in charge of PR. Then you got to call the guy who knows what he's talking about. You got to call the guy who manufactures the whiskey. They gave a different phone number. So the guy called the other one and said, yes, they want the flavor of the wood. So why do they have to have sherry caskets? Because it's going to have the flavor of the wood. The wood will give too much flavor, so it'll ruin the liquor. So that's why they want to have sherry balua in the casket. Not that the sherry should be nice and tam into the liquor, but the sherry should offset the too sharp a flavor of the wood, so the wood shouldn't ruin it. And sometimes they'll throw out tens of thousands of dollars, or hundreds of thousands of dollars of liquor, because the wood gave too much flavor, and not because it's lamala v'lamorid, the flavor that the wine gives is the bottle position. They don't really care about the wine. The wine is just to offset the flavor of the wood. And they sometimes have to throw it out, not so much because the flavor of the wine didn't blend in properly with the whiskey, but rather because the flavor of the wood was too strong, or too weak. So that time that people had against Rav Moshe, how can he say that the liquor that was aged in the sherry caskets, that the wine is bottled, how can it be that the wine is bottled? So what do they do it for? Why do they age it in sherry caskets? So the answer is they're not really interested in the flavor of the wine. They're interested in the flavor of the wood, and the reason why they have the sherry balua in the casket is just to offset the flavor of the wood. Shouldn't be too much wood. But the shaila is the other one. If you don't have shishim, you probably do have shishim, but it may well be that you don't have shishim. So that's a shaila. Is it really bottled b'shisha, or do you need shishim? So Moshe assumes that schnapps is a beverage like all other beverages, and he assumes that wine in any beverage is bottled b'shisha. But Afilo said, that's what others point out. Afilo naniach that Rav Moshe's psak is correct, that wine is bottled machlokes the shach and the taz, whether the kula of the Shulchan Aruch applies even if wine is misarev in punch. Wine is misarev in other mashkim, other beverages other than water. But what would it then be if wine is misarev in soup? So wine in soup is a shishim. It says in Shulchan Aruch, because soup is a michael. So that's a shayla. Maybe I should consider whiskies as a michael. So maybe I should need shishim. It could well be that you have shishim. Could be as possible that you have shishim. We assume that it's rare that you're going to have shishim in the contents in the food inside a kli against the doifen kli, unless it's a very large kli and a very wide kli with very thin defanos, which may be the case by these sherry caskets. It may well be that you do have shishim. There are a lot of factories where they have such gigantic pots. and the pots are not that thick, that you do have shishim and the contents against the wall. So it could be that you have shishim against all the sherry that's below and the caskets. That is possible. But l'chorah to say that it's batal b'shishah, that's what many have tainus against Reb Moshe. Maybe I should consider schnapsen, maybe I should consider whiskeys and liquors as a michael, not as a mashke. It shouldn't be sufficient with shisha. In Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, we were talking the whole time about Lach B'Lach. We weren't talking about Yavish B'Yavish. Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, the din is that if you have a mimimino, it's bottle beroy, chad the tray is bottle beroy. So the Shulchan Aruch has a whole bunch of exceptions to the rule. If you have a beriyah, you have a chaticha luyla skabir, if you have a davish of a minion, then it's not bottle. So there is a taisis in the beginning of Bab Metzia, in the sugya of Tav Fakoyim. The taisis assumes that beriyah, chashiva, v'loy betaylo is a din deraisa. And Achrayim write that we don't pass them like that. We pass them to all these Avonim in the Rabbanon. That beriyah, chaticha luyla skabir, davish of a minion, is all only in the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Chanan Asimir writes in one place in the Kovitzel Oritz on Yevomis, he has a long arichas where he shows there are many cases where the Gemara has called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. You have Dinim Derabbanon that were all patterned after Dinim Deraisa, and sometimes the only way to rediscover what the Din Deraisa used to be is by studying the Dinim Derabbanon carefully, because they must have been patterned after some Din Deraisa or another. And the Gemara has sometimes scattered Gemaras all over. Sometimes the Gemara will quote a Din Derabbanan to demonstrate what the Din Deraisa used to be before the Chachamim changed it. Because otherwise they wouldn't have made such a kakai Din Derabbanan. It must be patterned after some Din Deraisa. That's what Rabbi Chanan asks. He wonders, what did they make it? The way we assume that all of these are only the Rabbanan, Beri and Chatich, with this Kabim, Davish, and Minyan. So is there ever a Din Deraisa that is a Yavish B'Yavish that's not Bakul? Chad the Trey? What could it possibly be patterned after? So he works very hard on this. I remember when we learned the other day, Rav Soloveitchik didn't make a big tzimis about this, just the Havla. He pointed out that there is a Chavos Das and Sinekuch Yud, where the Chavos Das interprets Pshat and Ramban and Gittin, that human beings, as far as human beings are not bottle menater, that Bnei Adam are not bottle, that's a din menater. Because it's a davar chashav amid bifnei atzmo. The person doesn't lose his identity in the conglomerate. Just because you have 100 people, each person retains his identity. So in the Meila, this is for it to say, the Rav Soloveitchik said that all of these dinim derabbanan, beri and chatich v'ilis kabin and davar shem minyan, are not bottle. These are all called the tikkun rabbanan. Kein deraisa tikkun, pattern after that, if one should assume that that is a din deraisa, pattern after that din deraisa, that b'yodam achashav and not bottle. But the idea behind the whether yes or no, the idea behind these three is that Balei Chaim, Chashiva, Viladitele, Aberia, or Chatich Rulis Kabir, is that it's not considered a Tarulis. Each one is Eimed B'Snei Asmai, and it doesn't blend in with the, doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. Rabbi Kiveger, on the Siman of Osev Yisbeno, quotes a Machlekes Achreinim to the following effect. Let's say a farmer has Osev Yisbeno, has two blooders, a mother and a blood, two behemoths, a mother and a blood, and he has another 100 behemoths. And he doesn't remember, he doesn't have tags on all the animals, he simply doesn't remember which one is the mother of this blood. He shechts a blood today, and he has 50 possibilities. It could be, he knows the mother is one of these 50. He's not sure which one. So would you say that Balei Chaim Chashivi V'loi B'Teili, since he shechted the blood, and he knows that one of the 50 of the older generation are the mother, so he's not allowed to shecht any of them because Balei Chaim Chashiv V'loi B'Teili? Or should you say no, that since the Iser is Bol Olam Mitaruvis, maybe it's Batal? That's a din in Dovash Yesh L'Matirin. It's a din that Maskim HaYotzim, Maskim Shezavu on Shabbos and Yom Tov, let's say an orange juice oozes out from an orange or from a grapefruit or from a lemon, so there's a din of Maskim Shezavu, you're not allowed to drink it. So what if that juice got mixed in with other juice that's mutter to drink? So that's called the Davish Yesh Matirin, and Davish Yesh Matirin is like bottle if it's min b'mina. So it's like bottle. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say I have a vat where I have a system where wine is squeezing out, wine is getting pressed out from grapes. and have a vat full of wine that was squeezed out before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. And then it continues to squeeze out a little more on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, but I have shishim against it. So normally the mashmash zavu on Shabbos and Yom Tov should be also, should not be bottled with shishim. But here there's a machlekes harishayim. Why is it different over here? Because it's bala oil metarubis. When it squeezes out from the, it's not that it squeezed out from the grapes and then it fell into other grape juice. It's bala oil metarubis. When it squeezes out right away, it's in the middle of the big vat. And most of the wine, 100 units of the wine already were there from before Shabbos and Yom Tov. And one unit comes out on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so that's a machlokes. So there's a tesis in Bava Kamma. The whole that it's still b'mashu, still not bottled. And the Shidim and Kubetzes has this kula, this bolo adam atarugas is mutter. And the Shulchan Aruch they pass like the Shidim and Kubetzes, like the Mordechai, that bolo adam atarugas is mutter. That's in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, as well as in Yerideya. That by Dovash Eshmatim, and if it's bolo adam atarugas, then it is bottled. So the Kivega quotes in Machalek Zachrayim, and what would the din be by the Oysa de Izbeno? He shechts the Vlad, and he knows that one of the 50 of the older generation is the mother, so should you say, Balachan Chashiv, if you like the Taili, all 50, you're not allowed to shech then, you then wait till tomorrow, it's Dov Shesh Matirin. Or should you say, no, that since it's Bola Olam, the Yisuf is Bola Olam, Taru is, so it is Bola. Remember when we learned that, Rasul Vechik thought that there was no Tzushto. You thought that by Dov Shesh Matirin, basically you have a Taruvitz. The orange juice or the grape juice get mixed in with the rest of the juice. Basically, you have a taruv. It's a juice and juice. The halacha says, though, atche tachlein visa tachlein beheter, you shouldn't rely on bittul beroy today. You should wait till tomorrow. Why should you eat it today and rely on bittul beroy? Wait till tomorrow. You won't have to rely on any bittul beroy. So your decision to eat it today is, in a certain sense, a violation of eim avatlan isa l'chatzila. Your decision. That's how the Nitziv explains in the Gemara. And the Meraim said, your decision to eat the stuff today is invoking the Bittul Berah. If you wait till tomorrow, you won't have to use Bittul Berah. So your decision to eat it today is a violation of Eim Avatan Yisrael Chayim. Now you didn't mix it together. Your decision is a decision to rely on Bittul Berah. But basically there is a Taruvah. So since it's a Taruvah, so then the Shulchan Aruch passes like this opinion in the Shittim Kubetzes against the Taisus and the Ruva. That we say, if it's Bala Adam Taruvah, then it is Bottle. What does it mean? That the Chumra de Rabbanan, the Dov Shesh Matimin is not Bottle. It's only Chumra de Rabbanan. It's not a Din de Rabbanan. The Gemara said, Ferishin. And Hazov, that it's only a Din de Rabbanan. So the Chumra de Rabbanan, that Dov Shesh Matimin is not Bottle, is only if the thing was once Osir, and then it fell into Taruvah. Then we say, you're not allowed to use Bittul Beroy. But if it's Bala Adam Taruvah, then there's a different Din, that Taruvah prevents the Yisuf from setting in. Bittul Beroy can knock out, if you have an Yisuf and it falls into head, the Bittul Beroy knocks out the kishkis from the Yisuf, he converts the Yisuf into Heter. And there's another din, Bittul Beroy prevents the Yisuf from setting in. If it's Bala Olam Taruvah, Bittul Beroy prevents it from setting in. So the Chumra de Rabbanah, the Dov Shesh Matirin Loi Bakal, was only instituted in to the one case. If the Yisuf already did set in, and you want to say the Bittul Beroy should cancel the Yisuf, but then I say, no, it's Dov Shesh Matirin, ain't a Bakal. Bittul Beroy will not cancel the Yisuf, but Bittul Beroy will prevent it. We'll prevent the Yisuf from setting in. That's how we know. But this is only by Medva Mamura and by Dov Shesh Matim. We're basically the avatar rulers. Except you say it's not bottled because Asher Tachlein Avisa Tachlein Avater, your choice to eat it today is in a certain sense a violation of the din of Eim Avatan Yisuf HaTchil. But if you're talking about Balechayim Chashivim V'loi B'Tenli, Balechayim means that it's a Dovah Choshev Nikar Oimid B'Tliyatma. It's not B'Tarubis at all. It's not with Taruvus, and neither the din of Taruvus is applied. Neither the din that Taruvus can be matir in Issa, nor the din that Taruvus can prevent in Issa from setting it. So he thought that the Pashtus is like that day in Achrayim, Rabbi Kivege quotes a machlekes on the Simon of Osa. No. He thought the Pashtus is that even if it's Bola Adam Taruvus, by Beria, Chatich Arugus Kabin, and Dovish Dominion, and Bali Chaim, it wouldn't help. That Svar Lahakal that the Shulchan Aruch has adopted from the Shittim Kubetzes only applies to Dov Shesh Matir. And he showed that this was relevant, this idea was relevant. You know, it's in the Kufiyud. There's a long, very long Birak Yom. You'll never read such a long Birak Yom. It goes on forever. He explains often, but if you read the last 10 lines in that long Birak Yom in the Kufiyud, he answers a steer in the Ramam that the Shach works on. It's in the Kufiyud. The Shach has a steer. There is a Gemara in Zvachim where the Gemara says If you have, let's say, a tarugus of things, and one thing is not bottle, so it's not bottle, so you can't use any of them. But one of the, let's say you have one falls into 50, and it's not bottle, then one of those falls into another 50. So the Gemara says, if you take one of the second one, we call that a spek speka. What kind of spek speka? We're not sure whether the one that you're taking is the same one that fell in from the first tarugus into the second tarugus. And even if it is the same one that fell in, you're not sure that the one that fell in was the one that was also in the first place. Maybe the one that fell in from the first tarugus into the second tarugus was one of the other 49 that was mutter. So that's what the Gemara says it did. It's not a real sex fake. It doesn't really conform to the rules and regulations of sex fake and call it tarakula. But it's really mishay mechud. There's only one topic and the identity of the thing. But the halacha considers it something like sex sex. And then you have state tarubis, it says that it's mutter. Even though you're dealing with a thing that's the mashu, it's not bottle. The state tarubis is called the sex fake. So the Shach points out that there's a contradiction in two Ramas. In one place the Ramam says you need three tarubis, in one place the Ramam says two tarubis. So it's a steer in the Ramam, you can't figure out how to get out of the steer. So he gives a very difficult teretz. Shach quotes is Mechutman. Bukhutani, Kabbalah Gershom or somebody, he gives a teretz, very schwer teretz on the Ram. But the Vilna Gaon gives an ingenious teretz on the Rambam, that they're talking about two different things. When you're talking about a chaticha haruyel iskabit, or a dabashid ninyan, a balachayim chashivu, like the tevi, a barrier, that's a double chash and nika, right? In the business, but there's no tarubis, then you need three tarubis. Because you can't count the first tarubis as a tarubis of Shana, because al-Pidin, it's not called a tarubis. Because it doesn't lose, this thing doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. So the first tarubis is not called a tarubis. So you have to have the second and the third to be called shtei tarubis. If it's not called a tarubis, so the second is not a tarubis, the third is not a tarubis. The answer is no. The first one, I know for sure it's ikva yisur. I know for sure that one of them is trade. The second one, I'm not even sure that anything is trade. So the chumr midrabbanan that you don't call it tarubis doesn't apply over them. So in the case when you're dealing with the chasich ruilis kabed of davish dominion, something like that, then the Rambam requires three tarubis. But in a different case, when the Rambam is talking about tabash el avidizar, that's not bottle. So the Rambam writes tabash el avidizar is not bottle. It's not because it's a davar chashuv in the bifnei atzmo, not because of davish dominion. No, the Rambam says the kishum chumr davidizar. Because it says leidah biyatcham liyumim manacher. So basically, the Rama holds tabash el avedizor should have been bottled for us. There is a tarubis. The only thing is mishum chumid avedizor is not bottled. So then the Rama says if you have shtei tarubis, that would be good enough. Because the first tarubis was also a tarubis.
Didn't the
tarubis
say that you should
call the parish you can say, but there's a din of kavua midrabbanon that you learn in Shulchan Aruch, that's a Tosis and Sanhedrin that pay, and it's a Gemara in Zbach and Perakat Tarubis. There's a din of kavua midrabbanon means once you had a tarubis of one animal which you cannot shech, a treif animal, whatever, one animal with other animals, and it's not bottle beroi, so then midrabbanon they don't want you to rely. Oh, so the Sadog is bit worse, and now we'll use a different principle. The Baslina Basaruba, take any one animal and say Baslina Basaruba. The odds are 49-1 that it's okay. So they declared that since it's Tarroth is a Tarubis, and they said it's not Batal, Balachan Khashiv Lemtel, said they declared it is a Kavua de Rabbanon. It's not a Kavua de Rais, it's Kavua de Rabbanon, which we treat with the Rabbanon as Kemach Salmach. Sadog said, therefore there's no longer Baslina Basaruba, because I treat it as if the odds are 50-50. But that's called Kavua de Rabbanon. Right. That's what it's always. That's the case always is. Kavod Rabbanon always is when something is not bottom with the Rabbanon, it's always not bottom with the Rabbanon. So not only do we say it's not bottom, we don't even allow you to take one and to say call the parish and rule the parish, because we declare it as a kavod Rabbanon. Unless you move a whole bunch of animals, and while they're moving, the Gemara says Nechleshina de Nenaydu, then it's no longer a kavod Rabbanon. So that's all discussion in Gemara. And place this about that in Shulchan Aruch. All discussion about that. Okay, this was just an introduction to Hilchos Tarubis. A lot of details. You got to know your idea very well. A lot of these shaylos never come up. But a lot of the most boring sifim that you think this will never come up in a million years, those are the ones that come up all the time in industrial kashas. And you can never tell which will be the lucky sif that's going to come up. There's a Tosis in the first parak in Ksubis. The Tosis talks about Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. What does it mean? Goyle v'defek. Going to death, and Rashi says go to death, it means the lid of the coffin and the sideboards on the coffin. The Rabbeinu Tam Tosfos disagrees, and he says no, it means the matzeva on top. So Tosfos asks, there is a Gemara, the Gemara talks about he took an animal and made a Gola B'Dafik out of it. The Gemara in Erev in the first place. He made an animal into a Gola B'Dafik. So Tosfos says, Bishleim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it means a matzeva. So sometimes the bury mace, they don't have a matzeva, so they'll put in a peg in the ground and I'll tie a string. And they'll have an animal roam around there for a day or two until they'll put up a matzeva. So try to make an animal to go with it. But according to Rashi, what do you mean? You're going to take a live animal and use it to be the top board on the coffin? How can you have a go with it if you've got an animal? So Tosfos says, no, that's not a kasha. It's derech haTalmud is to discuss abstract halachas, even though the case will never come up in a million years. And they say, as the Gemara discusses in Chorus, that they took the embryo from one cow and they put it into a different cow. So they says it'll never come up in a million years. But the Gemara discusses just an abstract. So that Gemara, we haven't yet had, the world has not been around for a million years, since Adam Harishon anyway, and that case has come up. And every obscure Gemara that you think this will never come up in a million comes up. And sometimes it's those Gemaras. So there's Sifim in Yeridah. You gotta know, some of the Sifim are never gonna come up, and other Sifim come up every single day in Kashrus. And you never know which sif is going to be the one. Any the Chaticha Nasvei Avishar, that comes up all the time. And some of these tricky dinim, some of them are lamdish and some of them are boring. But you'll never know which sif is going to come up, will be very important. So you got to spend a lot of time on all of them to get all the dinim straight. And in the years to come, we're going to have to pass a new shah. The new shah is coming up every day. They keep on changing the technology and everything. Every day there's a new issue. And you can never tell which sif will be the key sif in the coming generation. You can have atzlocha and learning. It's a different year a day now from what it used to be. Years ago, there used to be more. You look at the people, God gives you a list of questions that you have to ask. Was it Ben Yama? Was it any Ben Yama? The Afshishim? Is it Nezim Tamil Shav? Nezim Kam? Now we have different questions that you have to ask. Those shaylas are obsolete. You got different sifim and different shaylas that come up all the time. Chaticha Nasel comes up all the time. The other things from the Prima Gadol rarely come up. So you got to keep your eyes open and learn well. Should have atzlocha. The old grape juice is not good. But then, or let's say, Ramosha Function House, like grape juice is good for Kiddush and Amdola all year long, but for application, it's not good. Come up with the 9 o'clock. So the question is, if you all do it, because it has to be lachayim, you have to have something to respond. So the question is, so grape juice is good for application, you want to blend a little grape juice into one, so how much would you allow? So the son of Ramosha Function printed something about it. So to what extent would you permit it to blend the two together? And it will still be acceptable according to his father's opinion. So he picked up something on the other one, though. Still has to have this funk of wine.
Can you mention the question about the Buddha's wine from a Buddha's art?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question, and whatever behind my question. Many places in Asia where they make oils come from grains, things like coconuts. And those are owned by temple lands. And they're sold commercially for the purpose of raising money for the temple. So proceeds from that stuff is sent off, large volumes, made into vitamin E and all sorts of ingredients, especially non carb oils, is really produce grown on temple lands for the purpose of supporting the avodah. Therefore, the money that's coming from that cash sale is, in effect, a form of avodah to the idol. Therefore, we have food that has come from, in effect, the altar of the idol being processed for oil. But what happens if it goes into your food?
It's permissible.
Is it permissible?
It's a violation to buy the food because it's supporting the avodah zarah. Money goes to
but it is when it's given over, it's given over as an avodah. In other words, when they keep the produce from the field, the produce is dedicated, is given over to the god, and then the god loans the produce the money.
The produce is given over
it's
to
like
the god?
Yes. In other words, the produce when it comes off the field is owned by the god.
owned by the guy.
Correct.
They bring it into the temple?
The priest comes out and does a ritual right there. I have photographs of this. They come and do the ritual right at the field.
What is the ritual thing?
It consists of taking it up, just like
when they harvest it, they harvest it as a ritual.
Oh, of course, they know who owns the field. The field is owned by the temple, and the field by the government.
Yeah. So the harvesting is done as a ritual?
Correct.
Then you have a problem. Then maybe also a problem. If it's not a ritual, if it just stole the...
No, it's not, because it's not. It's Kodesh. It's Kodesh.
And all the food, no, there's no problem with that. What's that? What make of this up?
Pommel.
Pommel?
Yeah.
Like in Pommel.
You got it? It's all over. It's Siberia. What do you expect me to do?